The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast, brought to you by Persecuted, in theaters July 18th. More info online at persecutedmovie.com and get your tickets now at fandango.com.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters July 18th.
Some morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Lame City. It's Lame City here.
I'm excited to be here today.
Lame City. It's raining outside. Why aren't we out playing in it?
It's Rain City.
Rain City.
Play some City Rain, Rain City. What's the band's name?
City Rain.
City Rain.
There's an optimist in me. Put reflectors in the road, Albuquerque, you jerks. What are you guys doing? You can't even see the drive out here.
Happy Tuesday. Really excited to be here.
Guys, we had the most fun you could possibly have on a Monday night last night.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but No, I don't. Last night was an incredible show. To the 500 people who sold out the Lobo Theater.
That was awesome.
God bless you. You understand.
If
you get it.
If you missed last night, I think Rita Gatt summed it up best. She put on her Instagram, she said the ticket price was way too low. Last night we got at least like a $20 ticket show. And it was $5.
At least. It was a big show in a little venue and... Gosh, it was absolutely incredible.
They were awesome.
Yeah, Run River North last night at the Lobo Theater, and if you missed it, man, we're sorry for you, man.
Yeah, it is. But the cool thing is, if we have a show, you better get your booty there.
Yeah, because, man, last night was one of those special times where years from now, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, Run River North, that huge band that's all over. Yeah, I saw him at the Lobo Theater. It was like $5. It was really intimate.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no way, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
You're like, yeah, bruh. Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Like, what? That's how kidding me,
ugh.
It was awesome.
It was. Less awesome are South Park voices.
Yeah, guys.
It's too early for South Park.
It's too...
Oh, look, they emailed us.
Ridiculous.
Static!
Hi, guys. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How you guys doing?
You know.
Pretty good.
That's good. Hey, for those of you guys who don't know, I think we got some rain out there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we know. We had to drive in it, buddy.
It's nice. And I just talked to one of our other athletes up there for Volcano Vista. They're not going to cancel the workout this morning, even though it's raining. You know... We're probably going to be on the inside, probably using the main gym in our school, so... Cool. Oh, well. Guys out there listening, I'm sorry. Today's not your day off. Y'all wish it was, but no.
Oh, well.
Not today.
Yeah.
If you wish it was, then we'd all be sleeping in.
That's right, but
not us, buddy. We were up late at a show, and we are here early to hang out and play some jams.
What time do you guys actually get into the studio?
Soon. You know, not right at 6. We're here early, right? Because we're supposed to be early. We're here early.
We're here so early, we don't even know what time it is.
No, it's not 6:05.
That's right.
Yeah. Early.
Early.
Oh, so early.
So early.
I've been meaning
to
ask you guys. You guys still ordering coffee from Solomon's Porch?
Every day,
friend.
Nice. Yeah. I've never had any of their coffee there. Which one would you recommend?
The Dirty Chai.
I love it.
Dirty Chai. I'll have to try that because I do like to say it's got to do love coffee. I drink Starbucks, so.
No! Ugh!
You need to come to Solomon's
Porch. That tastes like rich. It's got this rich flavor. What is it called? Yes, $6. Yes.
People like rich flavors.
Rich flavors. Bold rich flavors. Not those rich flavors.
Matthew, let me tell you something.
I shouldn't say rich flavors. It's more poor flavors because you're going to be poor from ordering it.
Listen, on the road, when I was on tour all the time, I was subject, like, or we were always subjecting ourselves to gas station coffee.
Which is pretty much, okay, yeah.
It's just liquid burnt popcorn.
Yeah.
And every coffee is better than that. But Solomon's Porch is better than that.
Now, guys, I can tell you from experience, I have had coffee from gas stations here. There's one on 98th and Central right down the road from me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a major truck stop. A lot of the other truck drivers and those of you who travel a lot have heard of this place. Last letter is J.
No.
But, yeah, for those of you who have heard of it, yes, their coffee does taste like, again, what Mateo said there, liquid popcorn. It's disgusting.
Mateo. Yeah.
Yeah,
right
disgusting.
On, man. Well, we're going to play some Run River North for you this morning and some City Rain because it's raining in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need some of that. And I think, guys, now God bless us with a day of rain, which we desperately need.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, thank you, guys. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right,
buddy.
Matthew
Rock,
everybody. It's Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday.
It's New Music Tuesday. We have a couple of locals rule.
We also have some incredible culture shock music.
We do.
We're going to talk about this great email we got this morning.
Yes, we do. We is. Yeah, we
coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, our boy, Pastor Skip Heitzig, will be joining us in the studio talking about his series, The Playlist. Stoked for that. This last weekend, he rocked a message on Say Something. Gosh. And Psalm 19. We'll talk about that. We got a big show. I'm excited. So, coming up, we also got music from The Killers. We got a concert cool down.
Concert cool down.
Yeah.
Gonna be fun. It's a concert cool down.
Mostly just because I want to hear Run River North this morning because it was amazing.
Well, fine.
Right now, though, new band. And this record was given away free on Noise Trade for
Neato.
A while. Don't know if it's still available.
I think it is.
Okay. Amazing record through and through.
Check
so,
it out.
I was excited to check it out. The band is City Rain. And this is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
You guys should be thankful because without us right now, you would have no idea that it is raining.
That's true.
It's true. Without us, we can successfully predict the weather 30% of the time when it's raining.
All the time.
But it's got to be raining outside.
30% of the time, all the time.
30%. I'm still really stoked how great last night went.
Yeah, last night was an incredible show. Run River North, in case you missed it. Man, we will definitely try and get them back.
But who knows?
That was fantastic.
Because they're off to London soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for some news.
Breaking news.
Today is July 15th. 24 town. 37 billion is the number of the day. It's hours Americans spend waiting in line each year.
Oof.
What you waiting on, friend? What you waiting on?
Just movies and such and
That's
whatnot.
What I thought. The Centers for Disease Control has recently confessed to some serious mistakes handling deadly diseases.
Oh,
Donna and I were talking about this. She read the article. It's like quite a few over the past year. It's like, what's the CDC doing ever since that one episode of The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I don't trust them. And now they're giving me more reasons to not trust them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I base most of my, like, I'd say, yeah, most of my views of reality on TV shows.
That's good. That's healthy.
I feel like that's the best way to do it. And it helps me to interpret it through a really, really critical lens. Pretty cool. A man caught shoplifting at a Virginia Target turns out to be a deputy sheriff. Shoplifting at the Target. Who's the Target now?
I like what you did with that.
Yep. It's a song. Authorities in Pamplona intend to punish anyone participating in the annual running of the bulls who pause in front of the bulls to take a selfie.
I saw it.
For me, the punishment might be getting gored by the bull.
Yeah. Did you see?
I did not.
Okay.
But a guy got gored by a bull recently, right?
Yeah.
Was he taking a selfie?
Is yeah, that, just the most ridiculous.
Was that really what happened? He was
there
taking
was a dude. Yeah, there's really a dude taking a selfie. So
idiots.
For anybody who still thinks it's cool, maybe go check out that video.
Yeah, who in their right mind, when confronted with a dangerous animal, would hold their phone up in the moment
selfie!
Of danger to
I mean,
take
come
a
on.
Picture?
You're in the Jeep. The T-Rex is chasing you. You don't think you'd slip that phone up?
About to get eaten. LOL.
LOL Jurassic Park selfie.
Mateo snack. LOL.
Oh, man.
No, I was making a reference to when I took the picture and we were facing that bear.
There you go.
Oh, almost killed us.
Yeah.
Not really. A Pakistani shoplifter is spilling the beans. Oh, shopkeeper, I apologize, is spilling the beans and everything else on what Taliban fighters like to buy when they go shopping.
Okay.
He said they love body spray. The stronger, the better.
I guess that makes sense.
This
is awesome. Because if you're holed up in a cave, you don't exactly have time for, like, showers. And
okay, so this reminds me of
shampoos.
The other day at the gym.
Yeah.
We get done. You're sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
You're sweaty.
It's gross.
Like crazy. Nick, he had been coaching all day, so he goes in there, and he had to go, and he pulled out, like, some body spray. Because he said his deodorant had run out, but he found that at the gym. He's like, shh, and we were making fun. We were like, do you remember? Because he and I are the same age. So he was like, you remember, like, 10 years ago when these, and it was, like, or 15, everybody was like, bod, man. You, and you're in high school. And it's like, you know, you thought if you sprayed the body spray, all the girls were going to be like, what's up? You know, but in reality, you just smelled like some crazy, just
poopery.
Yeah.
Poopery.
Right out. It was like, haha. We're laughing, giggling. Oh, giggle, giggle. Tickle, tickle. What goes on at the gym? And then right after that, this girl walks in and goes, oh, who smells so good? I'm not kidding. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And Nick was like, I told you, man. It still works. It still works. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Love that, dude.
Amazing.
A polar bear in a zoo in Argentina is showing signs of going insane.
Okay.
That's good.
Maybe it's because he was expecting Argentina to do better in the World Cup.
That's what you get for losing.
Yeah.
Your
sorry.
Polar bear is going insane.
Yeah, polar bear is going insane. He really thought they had a chance to beat Germany. Turns out, not so much.
The better
polar
team
bears.
Won that game.
Sorry, polar bears.
A freak hailstorm on a beach in Siberia sent sunbathers running for cover.
Whoa.
This is international news. A hailstorm. I've been telling you guys about hailstorms.
In Siberia.
Siberia.
Who knew?
Not me.
I thought the weather was always beautiful on the beaches of Siberia.
Yeah, the beaches of Siberia. That does. Okay. Tourists on a Brooklyn boat ride got a little something extra for their money. They were eyewitnesses to the police pulling a dead body out of the water. Look over, and if you look to your right, you will see the police pulling a dead body out of the water. This is a common occurrence in Brooklyn. Welcome to the NYC, baby. What?
Wow.
Big Apple, take a bite out of it. Take a bite out of that dead body.
Do you think they are excited? Like, oh, look, guys. It's a rare occasion in
I
the
bet
wild.
People thought it was disgusting. They're like, oh, this is ridiculous. I want my money back.
Click.
This is just the worst.
Dead
I'm going to have nightmares. Hang on. Wait, turn this way. The lighting's better. Can you see? Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Dead body selfie, LOL. When Delaware police questioned a father for shoplifting, they discovered 16 baggies of heroin inside his 8-month-old son's diaper.
Okay.
Man, you drug people are getting inventive.
Gosh, that is ridiculous.
Don't put drugs in your baby's diaper, you jerk.
Yeah, no kidding.
You idiot. What are you doing?
Ugh.
A new report says that most American teenagers can't properly understand their employer's pay stub. So they don't know how to read their check. A dad in Virginia flew to Africa and planted a homemade flag in an empty 800 square mile territory to claim the land for his 7-year-old daughter on her birthday so that she could be a real life princess. Boom. That is a good plan.
Mm.
I am going to travel to Saturn.
Saturn?
And claim the planet for myself.
Okay.
I'm going to rename it Matt's Uranus.
You really could because you drive one, so it really makes sense to be on that planet.
Yeah, what Saturn, most people don't know is if you're a Saturn owner, there's a button called Rocket Power, and you go home
to
Saturn, because they all come from Saturn. It's interesting. It's the future.
It's science.
It's just whatever. You guys don't get it. Yeah. The number one movie at the box office is the latest Planet of the Apes movie, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. We have not seen it yet, and we're both disappointed.
Very disappointed in myself. Supposed to have seen it by now.
It's okay. Gosh, everybody. The other day we talked about how most males, when they reach 39, they're considered damaged. They're considered no longer sexy.
Right.
Because that's when you slip into the father figure role.
I will be your father figure.
42 is the sexiest age, quote unquote. Not 19, 27, or 35, but 42. Esquire magazine says 42 is the most alluring age for a woman. So, examples. Christina Applegate, Jennifer Garner, Maya Rudolph, Cameron Diaz, Sofia Vergara, Leslie Mann, and Amy Poehler, whatever, are all 42.
Wow.
No idea. But if any of those are birthdays today,
we got it, baby.
Oh, we got
it.
Hopefully. Oh, gamers looking for a new way to spend time waiting in line, because we learned that you spend 37 billion hours waiting in line if you're an American. That's right. You should check out Timberman. It's kind of like Flappy Bird. Or supposedly, it's the new Flappy Bird. Ugh. According to the app charts, the game has made its way to the top 5 apps overall in more than 20 countries and is the most downloaded game in 8 countries as of yesterday. After a few rounds where you frustratingly die because you can't tell how close the branches really are to your character, the game clicks. And as you get into the rhythm of the game, getting a good run becomes easier, but improving your score gets harder. So it's easy to get into. All you're doing is cutting down a tree.
Nope.
By tapping on one side or the other, trying to avoid the descending branches as you progress. You're going to get addicted to that
game. Yes, I refuse to download it.
Yes, you are.
Not doing
You'll download it. Celeste and Mitch will download it, and then you'll say, I'm going to beat their score.
Nah, I'll never
download it. And then you'll download it. It's already downloaded. Never. You have it.
What?
You already.
Hold on. I just got it. One more. One more.
My friend's an addict.
Wait, what? No. Everyone. I'm an abdic.
No. Vermont Novelty Toaster Corporation just made eating breakfast a lot more fun with its selfie toaster. By sending them your own photo, the company will use it to make a customized toaster that can burn your image onto your morning toast. Besides photos, you can send in logos. We could send in a static radio logo.
We could.
We could have a static toaster. And if you won a contest, we could send you some static radio toast.
Oh, dude.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story. A suicide attempt of a woman who jumped into a river in China was supposedly thwarted because she was too obese to sink.
Oh, man.
The 50-year-old woman is in stable condition. Police were called after witnesses reported seeing a quote-unquote dead body floating on the river's surface. However, after dispatching a boat to inspect what officers thought to be a corpse floating just off the riverbank, police discovered the woman was in fact alive, and according to experts, the woman owes her buoyancy to her high body fat percentage and the recent pollution that has altered the water density of the river. So, see? Pollution and being fat can save you in certain situations. It just depends on your situation.
Oh, man.
A man in China was detained for defamation of a local official when he went online to complain about a shoddy highway project. The man served 10 days in detention and was fined $80 after posting 3 messages online with photos showing pockmarked sections of the highway. See, that's why we live in a free country. Because you can get on the internet and complain about stuff and not get arrested.
Yeah.
Because in other countries, you can get arrested. And Lord knows, if it was like that here, all of us, myself included,
I wouldn't be arrested because I don't have a Facebook to complain. So I don't know if you knew that.
We complain on the radio.
I don't know if you knew that.
I promise radio is still a viable media source.
That's true.
I promise it
is.
Somebody out there is listening. And if they heard us complain, I complain about the highways in Oklahoma every time I drive through it.
A lot of people complain.
Yeah, we got
an email this morning.
Complaint this morning.
Yeah.
Our boy Brent, he's complaining.
Brent,
he's
we will
lazy.
Totally respond to you, I promise.
Police in Springfield, Massachusetts arrested a Taco Bell employee after he allegedly fired a BB gun at a taco-craving customer who grew irate when he wasn't able to get anybody to wait on him at the drive-thru window. The customer never did get his tacos. He did, however, allegedly bite the employee several times in the arm when their confrontation grew physical. They got a BB gun at that Taco Bell. So when people throw stuff at him through the window, pop! Stinks that it went south so fast. Let's learn a little more about that man that wanted his daughter to be a princess.
Oh, yes, let's.
Jeremiah Heaton was playing with his daughter in their Abington, Virginia home last winter when she asked whether she could be a real princess. Heaton, a father of three who works in the mining industry, didn't want to make any false promises to Emily. She was six at the time, but he still said yes. Within months, he was journeying through the desolate southern stretches of Egypt and into an unclaimed 800-square-mile patch of arid desert.
No way.
There on June 16th, Emily's seventh birthday, he planted a blue flag with four stars and a crown on a rocky hill. The area along the Sudanese border was now going to be called Kingdom of North Sudan. And there, Heaton is the self-described king and Emily is his princess. Of course, no one's taking this guy seriously. He would need legal recognition from neighboring countries, the United Nations, or other groups to have actual political control of the land. But he plans to reach out to African Union for assistance in formally establishing the Kingdom of North Sudan.
Oh, no
bigs. And said that he is confident they will welcome him.
Yeah, I don't know.
And finally, Sarasota, Florida's Swift Road is open again after a bomb squad was called out to destroy an unknown object found in the road Monday. The hazardous devices unit was called after a ceramic bowl containing a chicken head and feathers next to a cylindrical object inside of a paper bag was found in the road. The object was destroyed after the contents of the bag could not be determined.
Wow.
It was a voodoo chicken head. It closed down a Florida road.
That's crazy.
That's what happened.
Welcome to Florida, everyone.
And in another story that we'll talk about later, there was a three-year-old girl from the Philippines that also woke up during her funeral.
No way!
That's right. Doug got us info yesterday, but we didn't have time to talk about it. Right now, we have to move on to traffic.
Okay.
Albuquerque, it's raining. If you're going to drive, you need to learn what it's like, because obviously... Guys, traffic lights are out. Coors Bypass at Eagle Ranch also... We have an accident, I-25 at Comanche Road, exit 227B, also accident, I-25 South at Bobby Foster, the recognized boxer, that's his road.
Boom.
So we got two accidents to report right now.
Oh!
Be careful, it is raining. We also have construction, I-25 in Paseo, and there's a man on a bicycle riding around outside. That's your look at traffic, because now it is time for birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Dougie Fresh.
How are you guys doing?
Good. There's a man on a bike.
I gave you a thumbs up, which doesn't really work for radio.
It's all right. It works for the webcam. MySackRadio.com.
Ooh.
Today is July 15th, 2014, day 196. There are 169 days remaining in the year.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow we canceled birthdays late, everybody.
Yeah.
No need to show up.
Did you hear yesterday got canceled?
Yeah, that's...
Yesterday got canceled tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow got canceled yesterday.
That's cool.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's okay.
First up, drummer from Leonard Skinner.
Skinner.
Artemis Pyle.
Artemis Pyle. Freebird! Summer song!
62.
Summer song!
66. He is 66 years old
today. Yeah,
Mateo! Nicely done.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, man. South.
I'm from Mississippi.
Southern stuff.
Everybody knows.
You had to get it right.
So?
Next up, former WWE superstar,
ooh,
former governor.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes.
Yeah! Also, awesome conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
And former dude who gets a hole blown through him in Predator.
Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was a frogman in Vietnam.
Nice.
He is 63.
64.
He is 63 years old today.
Yeah!
Look at you guys.
Dude, we're on it when we're tired and just don't
care.
We're
the best. Nobody cares about us anymore.
Whoa. Next up, an American actor, most famous for playing the role of John Locke on the TV series Lost.
Oh, snap. Terry O'Quinn?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He was also in X-Files.
Alias, The West Wing, Star Trek The Next Generation,
Friendship,
Jag, Miami Vice, Twilight Zone.
Broken.
Terry O'Quinn.
Ooh.
John Locke.
John Locke.
John Locke, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, John Locke. Terry O'Quinn is 58.
60.
He is 62 years old today.
Ah, dang, dude.
Couldn't pull the 60 trigger.
Next up, a Danish actress, model, singer, and reality television personality. She began her career as a model before she starred in Rocky
3. Four. Rocky 4 was the one with Dolph Lundgren? I don't know why I thought that was Rocky 3. Rocky 4. Then she married
Billy Joel?
No.
Sylvester Stallone?
No. Well, yeah, but no. Then she was with
Flame of Flame.
Gosh,
oh, that lady.
I'm so tired.
I don't know her name.
Like, how am I not getting this?
Bridget Nielsen.
She will crush you like Mother Russia. She's 58 years old.
Oh, no. 56.
She is 51 years old.
Oops. She looks older.
She does.
Not bad.
We're declaring how old. She looks old and stupid.
She aged like a fine cheese.
Yeah. Next up, gold
cheese.
A TV personality from the television show Mythbusters.
Never seen it.
Adam Savage. The guy with the glasses. Not with the hat.
52.
50.
He is 47 years old today.
Oh, man.
We started so strong.
That's okay.
Yes! Danny Pudi.
No.
Joel McHale.
No.
Allison Brie.
No.
Now the other girl.
No.
Donald Glover.
No.
Chevy Chase.
No.
Yvette whatever.
No.
Chang.
Played Dean.
The Dean.
Dean Pelton.
I can't remember his name.
Jim Rash.
They all just fade away. I love that show. It's coming back.
He's 42.
44.
He is 43.
Oh, come on.
Doug, you're supposed to help me win.
Oh, I'm not allowed to be as excited. Because
yes, you are.
Just start naming off the
Jason
cast.
Priestley?
No.
Luke Perry?
Is it
no.
a female?
Jimmy Garth?
Not a female.
Shannon Doherty? Not a female. Ian Ziering?
No.
Brian Austin Green?
Yes.
Yeah!
I've never seen that show.
Is he still married to Megan Fox?
Yeah, they have kids and they're believers now.
Interesting.
Yeah!
You're telling me I can go out with Megan Fox? That's cool, man.
Oh, man. This was Baywatch, right? I've never seen this show.
Yeah, right. Posters on the wall.
I'm still a man.
This is your Dawson's Creek.
Probably.
Or the OC.
I was a kid, guys. Look, I didn't know any better. I was like in middle school. Come on. Brian Austin Green.
36.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm going to say 37.
He is 41 years old today.
Whoa.
He's got you beat, bro.
Whoa, bro.
And the last birthday?
What?
He has earned a reputation for intensive character study work for films such as The Butler, Battlefield Earth, Bird, Ghost Dog.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, my mind was saying Terrence Howard. I was like, that's not him. That's the other guy.
Bloodsport. He had a small cameo in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Dude, I remember that. That's crazy.
Forrest Whitaker.
Platoon.
Incredible
Good Morning
actor.
Vietnam.
I'm going to say he's like 53.
56.
He is 53 years old
yeah!
today.
Yeah! You did it.
Ended on a high note.
Oh, not me.
Now on to dates.
Oh, yeah.
In this day and what year, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton was claimed the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in New York City.
What year was he elected? 94? Or 92. All right, so 2000, 4 years from there, 96, 4 years from there, 92. Because I was...
So it would be 91? Wait, but was that his... Did he only serve one term?
No, he did two.
He did two, yeah.
So 92 and 96. And then we had Bush. Right? No. Push it on back further. No? Man, I don't know.
Wait, because 96...
Yes,
2000
okay.
was
okay.
2000 was the Al Gore versus Bush. George Bush thing. That was crazy because that lasted days. Yeah,
and then 2004 Bush was reelected.
Yeah, so it was
2008. We got Obama. It is 2014 right now.
So it okay? Yes. So I'm gonna say 91.
Gosh, I love Stewart.
I'm gonna say 91. Yeah.
Man, you're probably right. I want to guess 91, too.
1992.
Oh! Come on! No. I was with you in friendship.
Oh. Thanks, buddy.
Going right. down in an earlier round. Sugar, we're going down swinging.
Heck yeah.
This day, what year MSNBC, 24-hour all-news network, made its debut on cable TV and the internet?
I'm sorry. Actually, it was probably pretty good. Back in all cable channel 1987.
Billy Boodley Boodley Bay! Billy Boodley Boodley Bay!
1996 is correct.
Oh, nice!
Back from the dead, y'all.
Yeah. Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Right, Sally, right!
In this day and what year, American Taliban John Walker Lind pled guilty to supplying aid to the enemy and for the possession of explosives during the commission of a felony.
Ooh. Whenever you talk about the Taliban, you play Toby Keith in Retaliation. Don't you, Doug?
Okay. It's a play rule. Any Toby Keith.
Oh, we just gotta hurry.
It's a rule.
Just guess quick.
We got a flag out in our yard. I'm so tired. I'm so tired that I'm cool. I'm cool with what's going on right now because I'm so tired.
2002.
2003.
It happened in 2002.
Three.
Correct, Debo. On to number one song.
Yes. Oh, Billy Joel.
Yes.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
87.
85. 1980.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh! It's so hot in here.
91? I'm sticking with it. 91.
You got to tell no lies.
1992. 1991 is correct.
Yeah! Good
job. Alright, Mateo, this is your chance.
I'm a fool.
I
don't care about my life.
Oh!
Sir makes a lot. We can't play this, can we? Yeah, we can.
What can't be number one? I like big. Sorry.
You know all the words, you do,
you
head.
Can't
it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, let me think.
Couldn't be on this day in 91 unless it was number one on the rap charts because I really feel like...
So
92.
93.
1992 is correct.
Boom!
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
My headphones died.
Oh.
Today I lost, but I'm
sorry. It's all right. There's always tomorrow, Mateo. You can't even hear me. It's okay.
Doug, I can't hear your sweet voice.
Today is Gummy Worm Day.
You're missing Eddie Rabbit. You need to get these.
It is Tapioca Pudding
Doug,
Day.
Doug, I'm at a loss right now. I don't know what to say.
And it is Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow Appreciation Day?
Be careful hydroplaning out there, everybody.
Yeah, don't hydroplane. Scary, scary stuff. It is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning.
Beautiful morning.
Pastor Skip coming in to kick it with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Stoked on that.
Oh, yeah.
It is also New Music Tuesday. It is also Recover from One of the Best Shows You've Ever Seen Day. So we're going to go to SoPo and get some coffee and recover.
Rainy night. Doug, good call. I couldn't hear it. Because these stupid headphones take batteries.
No.
Money pit.
Thanks, Dr. Dre. Man.
Don't know.
Dr. Dre, not just for assaulting battery, also assaulting you with batteries.
With batteries that go dead. Ugh. Maybe it's not his fault.
Maybe not.
It's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Put batteries in it.
Literally, beats by Dre, no longer just assaulting battery.
Hey, guys, we're not bragging about it. These were a gift. And I complain way more than I brag about
these. Yeah, my bad.
Things.
Eminem, thank you for these headphones. I'm glad you still listen to the show. We love you too.
Okay.
I'm glad you and Dre are still friends.
Let's do this, Doug.
All right. Coming back, some red jumpsuits, some Katy Perry, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Traffic is so exhausting. Doing traffic is the worst ever.
I'm sorry.
Traffic lights are out. Coors bypassed the Eagle Ranch also. There's a lot of traffic around the construction at I-25 in Paseo. It looks like that's all we have to report right now. So that's good. But be careful. It is still raining. And this is still Albuquerque, where there are no reflectors in the road. So if it's nighttime, you don't know which lane you're in. But who cares, right? Let's just throw it all out there to chance and see if we can do it. Sorry, that was my... I hate it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, the coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Shout out to SoPo for the love this morning.
Shout out.
The form of Dirty Chaz.
Dirty Chaz.
Yeah. All right. I got to talk about something.
Near
and dear to my heart. Food. We all love food, right?
It's near and dear to my tummy.
Is it?
Yes.
I need music. I need some kind of good music. this might work. Not exactly a scientific study, however, a recent rant on Craigslist by a busy New York City restaurant describes itself as a, quote, popular restaurant for both locals and tourists, has gotten a lot of press recently for drawing attention to a troubling intersection of food, service, and photography.
Mm-hmm.
Alleged. Posted in the rants and raves section of Craigslist, the restaurant supposedly compared security footage from 2004 with that from 2014 and found that taking cell phone pictures and other smartphone shenanigans have nearly doubled the average table time at restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, dang, dude.
According to the research, and I use that term loosely, the restaurant allegedly did, patrons added nearly a full hour to the average stay at a restaurant by fiddling with their phones, taking pictures of their food, of the restaurant, of each other, of themselves.
Y'all look at me, I'm eating, y'all watch me eat.
Yeah. In 2004, according to this footage, the stay involved, you know, a walk-in, 8 minutes figuring out what you want, order, get food, eat, ask for the check, get out of there. Average time from start to finish, 1 hour, 5 minutes.
Wow.
2014, average time, hour and 55 minutes.
Ooh, taking pictures and whatnot, posting on Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah. Now, not everybody agrees, and a lot of people on this Craigslist ad commented that it was bogus, saying, even if my friends take an extra 5 minutes to order because we're fiddling on our phones in another minute to snap a picture of our pasta, once the food lands in front of us, we're like Honey Boo Boo with a bag of chips. There's no stopping us.
Dang, yo.
So, people are ranting on both sides. This restaurant says, put your phone away!
There was probably like two people that actually took that long because they were on their phone. And they're like, oh, dude, that's like 20% of, oh my gosh, if you multiply and you take cross multiply and find the value of X, that's like this much.
I don't know, man.
And what it really boils down to is somebody that's bad at math like me.
Let's be honest. Cell phone times doubles everything.
Not me.
Bathroom.
No, that's always been crazy. Bathroom's always been a long time for me. It's like a rest stop.
Do we have a cell phone problem? Are there certain places where we just shouldn't take our cell phone with us?
That's a good question.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Because here's the thing. This last Sunday, actually, a new show premiered that I was really excited to watch. Mm-hmm. And so I, in turn, plugged my phone in upstairs, knowing full well I was probably going to miss out on some texts or something. Mm-hmm. But for those 2 hours, the phone was upstairs.
It's good.
Because everybody else...
yeah.
Everybody's on their phone. I'm guilty. I'm always on my phone.
It sounds like a good idea when you do it.
Well, no, it's a good idea if anybody does it.
Mm, but I'm saying right now it sounds so good because you did it.
Because I did it.
Right.
Well, I just know that if I have it with me, I'm going to open it. Like right now, I want to open it and play that stupid Timberman game.
I told you guys he'd get that game.
Gosh!
I told you. And he did. And it's hard. And he's like, oh no.
You can't talk about a new game like that. I got it. Oh, it's coming out.
Oh.
So the,
it happened.
The purpose of Timberman is like charging. That's See, that's the smart
thing. Over there.
I think that's why the battery is kind of dying on phones quicker. Because maybe they're trying to get us to... like, put it down. Because
they're tracking us.
Because when you charge it, you can't play it. Well, I guess you can. My best score so far is 35 on Timberman.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
I do think I like how you go to the certain movie theaters and they have the app and they're like, hey, if you put it in this, you'll get a reward. But then you always forget about it.
See, but
your reward, your quote-unquote reward is like, if you buy popcorn, you can get a drink for free. Oh, cool. How much is a popcorn? $26. Yeah. For a small... Oh.
That's one place I won't pull my phone out.
Yeah.
Like, once trailers start, it's like, phone is off.
Unless it's... I have a rule, and it's like, if somebody texts me 2 or 3 times in a row, then I start to get worried.
Okay.
And I'm like... And I turn my brightness all the way down.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm like, sneaky
check
style.
Check it, and it's like, hey, what do you want to eat later? Oh, okay, nope, don't care. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just in case it's an emergency.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably everybody's excuse for carrying their phone around is, well, what if there's an emergency?
Yeah.
Well, what if there was an emergency 30 years ago when nobody had a cell phone?
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static!
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Tired. But wired.
Tired.
But wired.
Wired. Wired. Gotcha.
Yes.
On this cell phone thing, I remember hearing, I don't know where it was or whatever, but I remember hearing, completely hearsay, but there is a restaurant that was offering a discount if you check your cell phone at the door.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you checked your phone at the door, and I know the funny thing is a lot of people were not into checking their cell phone at the door because that very thing. Well, what if somebody needs me? What if the babysitter needs me? What about this emergency?
Now, I understand that. If you're a parent and you got a babysitter at home, then I don't think you should check your phone at the door. I think you should have it with you.
You should hire a competent babysitter. Don't stand out from Home Depot like some people have suggested in the past and hire a babysitter. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was quite funny.
You sound like you remember everything.
You really do.
You know, I'm on it this morning. Let's put it that way.
That's good.
I'm on it this morning.
All right. Literally, on your phone.
Hey, what's this Timberman game?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Just do it.
Don't do it.
It's the next Flappy Bird.
I was told don't do it with Clash of Clans, and I did it. Now I'm like level 49.
Oh, you're level 49? I think I'm a level 52. No bigs. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't play Clash of Clans every 7 minutes.
Every day.
I didn't just get my butt kicked. I'm a 49. Look at that. I'm a level 49.
Good job, buddy. Yeah, you just got an update.
I was just checking it. I was just checking it to see what level I am. I'm a level 49. But I totally blew it for my clan because I got a whole 0 stars this morning. So I was like, oh,
no, way to go, buddy.
0 stars. Well, you know, when you're the 8 of the clan war and the 5 attacks the 8 and you're like, oh, well, then I guess I'll go for the 7 and I get slaughtered, then I go, well, maybe if the 5 was attacking the guy that he should have attacked and didn't leave me with the, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying. Dude, Timberman, don't get it. It's the new Flappy Bird. It's what people are saying. It looks similar to Flappy Bird, and you basically just chop this tree down, and branches are coming down on either side. Think Donkey Kong Jr. Things are just coming down. It's very fast paced. My high score is 35. Beat it. I mean, don't download
whoa,
it.
Whoa,
download
challenge. Challenge.
Touche. Challenge accepted.
There you go. All right, buddy.
Hey, can I get a song request?
Absolutely.
I don't know who sings it, but I've been itching to hear that Nobody Laughs at God.
Oh, the lady. You emailed.
How does that go?
You emailed
did email.
Yesterday, didn't you?
I did
what
email.
What song is that?
Hang on, Mike.
Everlasting God?
These incredible headphones.
Everlasting God.
All right, say it again.
Nobody's Laughing at God.
Oh, Nobody's Laughing at God.
Nobody's
there you
laughing.
Go.
Nobody laughs at God.
Yeah, culture
that's
shock.
That's
but God can be funny.
Yeah.
God can be funny. He made me. Jokes on y'all.
That's some Regina Spektor. We will definitely play that coming up.
We got you.
Right on. Appreciate it, guys.
All right,
have
man.
A good day.
You too.
Bye.
Later.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the question of the day. Okay, a recent quote-unquote study. It's actually a Craigslist
ad. Yeah, it's
ad
like a rant.
By a busy...
New York City restaurant
says that we've increased our wait time by how much?
An hour? Well, 50 minutes.
50
it went from
minutes.
An hour and 5 minutes average time to an hour and 55 minutes because we're playing on the Twitters and we're Instagramming and we're kicking it on our phone. We're not paying attention to the people across from us. We're not paying attention to the menu because we're on our phone. Oh, it's time to order? Yeah, sorry. I don't even know what I want. I haven't even looked yet because I've been on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I was emailing somebody. So the question, what's the question of the day?
The question of the day is, are there places that we should just leave our phones out?
Good question.
Should you just leave it at home or leave it in the room or whatever?
505-338-3700. Static!
Hi, this is Sharon from Tejeros.
Yes, it is!
Hey!
Hi.
You know, I ran a school for 14 years down in Daddle, New Mexico, a boarding school.
Ah, Daddle.
And no cell phone service. And it was amazing. The kids... Plus, we didn't have TV, movies, all that stuff, video games. The kids learned to communicate with each other face-to-face. It was really incredible.
Yeah, but now you got FaceTime. Who needs that?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding.
Exactly. Anyway, you know, they learned to have a life. They learned to build sports and to do other things besides sit in front of a screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that makes sense. It definitely makes sense. So, right
on,
Cherry from Terrace. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
I do agree that it kind of makes us lazy. I get nervous sometimes. Oh, see, I'm 50-50 because I get nervous at times because I feel like that's all my kids do, but I know it's definitely not all they do.
Yeah, it's but, not.
You know, Brody, if he starts getting like a little fussle nuts, what we do is we have this amazing app that's been teaching him words. So that's been cool because I've noticed recently a major increase in his vocab.
Yes. Yeah, I will say that. That kid knows how to work the iPad, but he's playing educational games.
Right. So it's been teaching him his vowels. He's 19 months old. It's been teaching him his vowels, his consonants, and he's sounding out words at 19 months, spelling dog.
Pretty remarkable.
Right. So there's things that I like about it, but at the same time, I don't want to just pawn the iPad off on my toddler and say, hey man, this is the best babysitter ever.
I think something that's going on. We had an email today that we're going to discuss with Skip.
Yes.
At a later date. But it's all about a listener was saying how they wish, and it sounds like it has nothing to do, but I promise I'm going to tie it in.
Yeah, and it's not negative necessarily.
No, not negative, because he says he loves the station.
Yeah.
But he misses the days when if he heard a song on the radio, he knew it was a group with a holy message, and so he's kind of like, is there any way you can kind of say what this is? And like, can you identify this on your playlist?
What's a culture shock? What's a quote-unquote Christian song? Because now he's saying that he's spending a lot of time researching bands to assure that they're believers so that he can incorporate that to his rotation.
And so I think the correlation between the two, because they have nothing to do with each other, but the correlation to me is we're just looking for that easy solution. See, like right now, even our question of the day, we're dealing in kind of like absolutes. We're saying, should we just leave our phone out?
Right.
Should we just leave our iPod out or our iPad out? Should we just throw it out?
Should we just
get rid of it? Or should we learn, should we like just look at the situations and be a little bit more responsible with our time and with our control of the iPad? Like in this situation, I would tell our emailer, you should be
doing that anyway.
Yeah, you should be doing, even if you're listening to Caleb, you should be looking into your stuff because not all, I mean, if you're that into the theology of songs and stuff, then even most Christian songs have things in them that are kind of like, what?
Right.
Because they're just making some money. But anyway, the thing, so even with this phone situational thing, we should just use it more responsibly rather than just throw it out or leave it away.
Absolutely.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
But I want an easy way out, so I'm like, somebody tell me when to have my phone and when not to have my phone so at that time I can figure out whether or not I'm just going to break the rule anyway.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys. This is RJ.
Hey, RJ!
So you guys are talking about where to leave your phone?
Yeah. Cell phone uses.
What do you think?
Well, I have multiple answers to that.
Cool.
So the movies, the library meetings.
Library meetings. RJ, I haven't been to a library meeting in a long time.
Very long.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those secret ones that you're like in the, you're in like the science fiction section and nobody's noticing and you're like talking about top secret stuff and you're like, yeah, man, let's meet at the library, science fiction section. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Saw that in a movie.
Yep.
It's real life.
You are the best.
That's how we gauge everything.
So what do you think, man? Should we just have a list of where to use them and where not to use them? Or should we just be more responsible with them?
Be more responsible.
Yeah.
Boom. Good job, RJ. Good answer.
I like it. That's why you're so smart, RJ.
Heck yeah. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah.
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. A New York City restaurant complained in a rant on Craigslist stating that their customers have doubled their hangout time thanks to their cell phones. They're not paying attention to the waiter. They're not paying attention to the menu. They're not paying attention to the people across from them. When the food comes, they're not paying attention to the food because everybody's on their cell phones all the time. So the question of the day is, are there places we should leave our cell phones out or maybe just learn to be more responsible with them? What's the answer? We had a caller this morning remind us that there's a restaurant, and I don't know how, I'm sure multiple restaurants do this. There was one restaurant in particular we talked about that was allowing kind of a cell phone check, like a coat check. You can check it at the door. There are certain places that just flat don't allow cell phones. So what do you think? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi. You shouldn't leave your phone on video game nights because your phone isn't for video games unless you can't play video games on your normal computer.
That's right.
It's just wrong.
It is wrong. Who is this? What's your name?
This is Nathan.
Nathan. I agree. I'm not a big computer gamer, though. My friend Steve-O is. He knows.
Shut up. No, I'm Minecraft. No, I've never played Minecraft. I'm sorry.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, no. It just looks like Legos. It looks like you're building Legos for hours.
If you play Minecraft, you will find out.
Okay.
Not just Legos.
Okay.
Really not.
Thanks for calling, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
Welcome, bye.
All right. Minecraft. I'm sorry, I never got into Minecraft.
You love it.
I've never played it.
You love it, Timberman.
Oh, gosh. Coming up, we got some Coldplay for you, some requested Regina Spektor, and more of this conversation. Chime in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Oh, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
We are the Give Each Other Gifts.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
A little bit of trouble to report on. We got a lot of lights flashing red. Let's start out on the west side, the best side. Traffic lights are out, Coors Book bypass. Blech. Traffic lights are out, Coors bypass at Eagle Ranch. Also, traffic lights are flashing red, Paseo at Coors. And then as you travel eastbound along Paseo, you're going to find that the closer you get to 25 and all that construction, it's getting very slow. Traffic down to about 10 miles per hour. Also on the east side, or the least side. I got rhymes for days.
I got you.
Paseo and Tramway Boulevard traffic lights are flashing red. That's all that we have showing up. If you see an accident or something and we don't talk about it, feel free to give us a call.
505-338-3700 is our phone number here. If you'd like to chime in, hang out with us. We've been talking about this restaurant, New York City, complaining about cell phones. They are ruining everything.
That's right.
Or at least they are adding to wait times. According to their quote-unquote research,
yeah,
they were looking at film footage of 2004 and then security footage of 2014. And, sorry, I just got completely thrown off by the email we just got. And allegedly, it went from 1 hour and 5 minutes to 1 hour and 55 minutes.
Yeah. So we have posed the question of the day. Are there places that we should just leave our phones out, or should we just learn to be more responsible with them, be more diligent and more reserved with our use?
Yeah.
You tell us. So we posed the question on Facebook. Let's see if anyone has answered.
Oh, let's, shall we?
I'd like to. Oh, yeah, we got a few responses. Matthew says, I think responsibility is the best answer. Isn't it always? However, some, by that I mean most, people simply don't have the self-control to be responsible. Therefore, I vote just leave them out. We've gotten to the point in our family that when we sit down for food, either out or in, we put our phones down. And we're starting a rule of when we watch TVs, movies together as a family, phones are in the other room. Nothing is more important than face-to-face family time.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Again, though, slightly different situation. If you're out with friends, do you apply these rules, or is this limited to family?
I would love to apply those rules. Like, if we were having a barbecue at the house and we were all hanging out, maybe it's like, you know, when you go to parties and that you put your you have to put your keys in a bowl or something, because, you know, I don't know, you can put your cell phone in a bowl.
What are you going to? Kind of party you part
I saw it on TV, man. Yeah, you put your keys in a bowl.
I bet you
And then
did.
You mix them all up, and then you grab keys, and I you're like, this is my new car.
That is a different kind of party.
Oh,
that
okay.
is not.
That's not what they
if
were doing.
If somebody invites you to that party, you call me, and I'll go with you and make sure that it's okay.
Okay.
Robin says, learn to be more responsible. I would not leave my cell phone behind because of my kids. However, I'm not on it at inappropriate times. Just because I have it on me does not mean I need to be on it. True. And that's the thing. It's all about, oh, my phone's in my pocket. My phone's in my pocket. I got to check Twitter even though I just did. You know, you gotta just be more like, I don't have to check Twitter.
If you check Twitter or Instagram so much.
I do.
That you're constantly going refresh and it's the same photo, might have a problem.
Refresh.
It's like 7 minutes, 8 minutes. Okay.
Oh, gosh, it's been. I know I follow photo. More people
Are
than
you
Nip.
Sure.
What is going on?
Static.
Hey, guys, it's us, B.
Us, B. Hey.
You know, I have to chime in on this.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you don't. You have to chime in on everything.
Exactly. I used to work at Zimmerman Library at UNM.
Uh-huh.
And I remember there would be many occasions when somebody would come up to the counter then they would have books, but they would just meander to the counter, put their books on the counter, not even look at us, and keep talking on their cell phone, like looking off, not even in the direction of the people behind the counter.
Yeah.
And they would stand there, so we would just watch them and be like, okay. And then 10 minutes into their conversation, they'd be like, can you check me out, please? I'm like, can you talk to us, please?
Oh.
because we didn't know what they wanted. They could have just been standing there clogging our front area.
There you go.
And my boss, she was so, she would get mad at people like that, and she would chase them off. She'd be like, you're either here to check out books or you're not standing by my counter.
That's right.
So.
There you go. Viciousness.
Thanks,
of
SB.
The librarian.
Yeah. Scary.
It's incredible.
Scary.
Thanks, SB.
All right, there you go. Oh, man, 505-338-3700. I will say that's one pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Grocery store, wherever you are, and you're standing in line, and the person in front of you is just on the cell phone. Yeah, I know. No. What? Oh, no. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. And the person's like, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah, Don and I, and I know you guys, too. We have a, if we're going to check out and we're on the phone, it's like, hey, I'm about to check out. Okay, I'll call you back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it's rude to the other person across. If you are facing a person and you're on the phone, say, hold on just a moment and put your phone in your pocket. You can even leave the person on the line.
What?
Yeah, and talk to the person in front of you. That's just common courtesy.
Yeah, we are losing that human interaction, that face-to-face interaction, because whatever's going on our phone seems to be the most important thing.
Again,
in the world.
This is responsibility taking action.
I'm telling you. Static!
Hey, so once I got my mom an iPhone, all of a sudden, every time I was around her, she was completely preoccupied with whatever was going on. I think she started playing Clash of Clans, which is hilarious, because I don't even play that game.
She's in Steve-O's clan.
Yeah, she's really
in
good.
She's in Steve-O's clan.
Big fan of your mom.
So for my mom to be all of a sudden like really, really into games on her phone was just completely Twilight Zone for me.
It's awkward, right? I remember my mom, when she, for her 60th birthday, I'm giving my mom's age away.
How could you do this?
She came to me and said, baby, I'm getting my first tattoo, like thinking I was going to be like, oh, mom, that's so cool. You're the coolest mom. And I was weirded out.
Ugh.
It was like, ew, what? No. No, you can't do that. That's weird. Don't.
Yeah.
But she did.
So, yeah. So, hey, maybe it's teaching you to, like, stay away from games like Clash of Clans or something because now you just don't care.
Or you just join Clash of Clans and defeat your mother handily and you say, don't ever play it again. Maybe
well,
you do that.
Amazing.
We play, like, draw something together and stuff like that. But
that's
Clash
cool.
of Clans really isn't my scene anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's just. It was just bizarre when we would go out to eat and all of a sudden she was the one like that couldn't put her phone down at the dinner table.
Mom! Put your phone down!
Yeah.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you so much for the call.
Yep. Bye.
505-338-3700.
Dawn and I don't, like, we have conversations on the phone, but she and I actually text constantly when she's gone. Like, we text all the time.
Yeah.
So I usually have my phone with me.
Yeah.
But I have little moments where I'm like, okay, quit looking at your phone. Or if we're going to eat or something like that, I'll text her and say, hey, we're about to eat. I'm going to check Twitter.
I'm going to check Twitter, though.
But don't text me.
But don't text me, because I got to eat.
I don't want to be rude. Hang on. Did you see that picture on Instagram? I'll go look at it real quick. But don't text me. I don't want to be rude.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. A New York City restaurant has declared that the times for their patrons has doubled thanks to cell phones. There are some restaurants who have gone as far as asking you to check your phone at the door. So what is the issue? Do we have a cell phone problem? Do we need to put them away? Do we just need to learn a little self-control with our cell phones?
No!
I don't know.
I refuse!
I know. Static.
Hey, it's Coach Leo. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Coach Leo!
So, you know, it's kind of weird about how, like, all this phone stuff is going on. And I was one of my group leaders. He was talking about how, I guess they're calling it like Generation Y or something like that. I can't remember, but they're having a situation with their kid where they couldn't even talk to their kid about certain issues. But then he got the idea. You know what? I'm just going to start texting them.
Okay.
And they're in the same house when this is going on.
Yep.
So couldn't even talk to the kid, but then they started talking to texting, and all of a sudden they opened up. And it's just kind of strange the way that people are communicating these days, where you can go to dinner and you can take a look around the restaurant and you got two people who aren't even engaging each other who are both texting.
Yeah,
And sometimes you wonder, are like, they texting each other? Or, you know, it's like, is that what's going on these days? Yeah, but it's kind of strange.
How's your food? It's great. LOL.
I don't even understand it anymore. I mean, like, when I was younger, you used to be able not to take any phone calls at the dinner table.
Right.
No TV. The dinner time for the family. And now it's just kind of like, if you don't have that going on, you're outside of the loop, or, oh, it's for emergencies, or something happens. I need to be on point all the time. And, like, the Twitter thing where they have the app and it, you know, chirps or whatever every time someone's trying to talk to you, it's becoming one of those crazy addictions that every time you hear, like Pavlov's theory or whatever, what is that? They have the bell with the dogs.
Pavlov's dogs!
You know, I mean, it's like people hear that little chirp, tweet, king, and all of a sudden they cannot just not look at it.
The sound I hear is, because I keep my phone on silent.
Mine too.
Yep. But it's crazy, man. I don't know what's going on with the world, but I guess it is changing. So as long as we use it for good, you know, I guess it's okay. But the whole, you know, human communication, or, hey, let's just go hang out by hanging out, it's definitely a lost art that's disappearing, you know?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to open up an iBar where basically it's just like this long stretch of bar stools and just adapters where you can just plug in your phone to where you can keep the juice going and you can just be on your phone the whole time.
You just text.
Yeah, the whole time.
Or even maybe like they have, you know, text dating.
Yeah, dude, you're not allowed to
talk
to anybody.
You go sit at the bar and there's like 30 people there and you just start texting each other without even having to see them.
Hey, I like that. Guys.
That's good. Thanks, Coach Leo.
All right, hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks for calling.
Maybe it's because we want to feel important, or we do feel important.
No, I think the thing is we feel more comfortable hiding behind a fake wall of internet.
Mm.
Because more people are honest and they are themselves. Are we text drunk?
Maybe.
That's what it is.
More
people get drunk so they can be like themselves, you know, like, I'm more myself when I'm drunk. Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. That's what it is.
Right.
Because on the internet, we were flying off the handles like, did you see what happened at Hobby Lobby? Dadgum!
And we do get brave. We get some interesting emails from time to time. People just saying hateful things, not realizing that behind the keyboard, behind this radio show, there's actual real-life human beings.
Right. Best example of that, what show was it? It was one of the late night shows where they had the guy that had moved to the different...
Absolutely. Robinson Cano.
Yes.
He used to play for the Yankees, second baseman, took this monstrous contract in Seattle to go play for the Mariners. And so the Mariners were in New York City, and it was his first trip back to NYC. So Fallon.
He set up this... that big cardboard stand-up.
Oh, it was amazing.
And they had a reporter guy, and they said, hey... pretend like that's him right there.
What would you say?
Yeah, what would you say? And then everybody was like, oh, man, you suck,
you're
man.
A sellout.
Blah, 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 blah. And then they would say, let me ask you another question. And they'd turn back around. And while they were turned around, the dude...
Robinson Cano.
...came out from behind the cardboard and then stood. And then they were like, ask him again. And they would turn around and go, oh.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I didn't mean
everybody.
That.
Everybody completely changed. There was one guy that said... you suck. But he said it really kindly.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You don't suck. It's just, you know.
I just felt betrayed.
I felt betrayed.
You know, but everybody else completely changed their tune.
Right.
And they're like, oh, hello.
Hey. Hi. It's really nice to meet you.
Hello.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
Sorry, I'm really sorry about that. Hey.
Feeding my pants.
I didn't mean that. It was incredible to see everybody change their tune.
And that's how most people are. And if they don't change their tune, they don't say anything.
Right. They kind of just shut down. Interesting. We got to take a quick break. It is 8 o'clock, which means this hour, Pastor Skip Heitz is going to be joining us talking about The Playlist, his new series here at Calvary Albuquerque. Really stoked on that. And, of course, new Music Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Right now, traffic.
That's what I want to call it.
Dang, dude!
Accident. Right lane is blocked to I-40 West at University. Got another accident reported. Gibson Boulevard East at I-25. Construction I-25 in Paseo. Also, Traffic lights are out at Coors Bypass, Eagle Ranch. Traffic lights are, what is this? Flashing red, Paseo del Norte at Coors. And traffic lights are flashing red, Paseo del Norte at Tramway. So all around the city, every corner, there's something going on that pertains to your drive being a little bit slower. So just be careful. It's raining. Just keep your eyes on the road and whatnot.
Keep your eyes on the prize, man.
Eyes on the prize. Driving's cool.
Right Now Traffic Right Now is brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669. 338-3669. Now, we've been talking about your life. This is it, man. Some were born to live. Others
it's your
were
life.
Born to Instagram.
You who you want to be?
According to a New York City restaurant, iPhones are ruining our lives.
Not just iPhones.
Or at least doubling our times at restaurants.
Cell phones. Yeah. Quote-unquote research.
Yeah.
It's actually a Craigslist ad slash rant.
Yeah.
It says a very busy restaurant in NYC went back and looked at some documented video footage from 2004, 10 years ago. And about 10 years ago, we were spending about an hour and 5 minutes of sit-down time at their restaurant. Now, the average time from start to finish is 1 hour and 55 minutes.
Well,
and they blame it on cell phones.
If you were ever wanting to have an irrational fear of your cell phone, electronic devices, as reported by CBS2's Elise Finch, frequent use of your gadget is making you sick.
Y'all, that's sick, cool,
sick,
y'all.
Sick. Smartphones, tablets, and laptops are the devices that keep us connected, and yet...
Yeah.
An article in the most recent issue in the Journal of Pediatrics. Science. An 11-year-old boy's persistent rash turned out to be due to the frequent use of his iPad.
Pad.
Turned out the child was allergic to the nickel on the exterior of the device.
Ice, baby.
Yes. Quote, a lot of high-tech gadgets, whether it's phones or tablets or computers, are made of aluminum, explained. Right. They're made of stainless steel. They can have alloys that have nickel in them. Meanwhile, allergist Dr. Clifford Bassett of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York said he's seeing more patients with skin rashes as a result of gadgets made with nickel. Anyways, if you want to be afraid of your device, apparently redness, itchiness, blisters can occur, swelling, it's very uncomfortable. Have you ever developed an allergic rash to your cell phone?
Anytime somebody tells me, hey friend, what about your nickel? I say, no, just give me my quarterback. Because that's what I care about. Give me that quarterback.
Oh, man. Children are particularly susceptible. Apparently, nickel allergies are rare, and parents often don't know their child is allergic.
Allergic.
Yeah.
Sport.
According to Anna Aguilar of the Bronx.
Oh.
Yeah. She says, I prefer something silicone, you know, as opposed to anything that's metal, touches your hands, goes in the child's mouth. If you think you have an allergic reaction to one of the devices, there are kits you can buy to test for the presence of nickel. Of course there are, because now they want you to be paranoid, so you spend $79.99 on their little device that tells you whether or not you have an allergic reaction to your phone that you've been using this whole time, that you haven't had one until somebody said you had one, and now you hypochondriac think you're allergic to your cell phone!
Germaphobe.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's right.
No, that's
hypochondriac. Oh, yeah.
I'm pseudo-right.
Gosh. He placed a couple drops of this solution on a cotton swab, rubbed the metal. If it changes color, it indicates there's nickel in the metal. And there you go. Now you know if you're allergic to your phone. Blah, blah.
That sounds
nuts. Throw this away. Stupid.
Yo, that sounds nuts if you ask me.
It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on a lot of new jams coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a few Locals Rule submissions.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a local artist and would like to get your music on Static Radio, it's easy.
Wow.
All you gotta do is submit it. MyStaticRadio.com under the Locals Rules section. You can give us your MP3s, a band bio.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know about you. We want to play your music. And we'll be doing that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up right around the corner, our boy, Skip Heitzig joining us in studio talking about his series, The Playlist.
The Playlist.
Yeah, music in general. A lot of questions recently about Muzak.
Muzak.
Its influence. We'll talk about it. That's on the way. Also, some Blink-182, speaking of influential music. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's the beginning. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Science.
Stop it.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Welcome.
Did I scare you?
He's back.
He's back. Dr. Donald hanging out with us in studio this morning, and it is kind of early, so I apologize for the yelling. I didn't mean to scare you, Donald. We're actually going to be hanging out at your pad on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We'll tell Mick you said hi. We're really excited. We're going to be out there for Persecuted, the premiere in L.A., and we're going to probably go hang out at Disneyland for a day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa. Donald's different.
He changed, man. Hollywood changed.
His voice
him.
Changed.
Yeah.
He grew up a little bit.
Pastor Skip Heitzig again, studio with us. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Hey, no props.
Mm. I'm just trying to be cool.
You don't have to be cool. You are cool. You see, Skip, when you are cool, you don't have to attempt to be.
It's true.
I never know
where the threshold is. Yeah.
That's part of being cool.
Yeah.
You're not even worried about
it. Now, Mateo's cool.
No.
Yeah.
He has a lot of things that make him cool. First of all, he has a legitimate Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
Not making it up.
Nope.
And it's just kind of, and he's got the best kind. It's the smooth, buttery kind. Not
right.
The
Thanks.
Real choppy.
A lot of times I feel like I just can't escape it. So,
no,
that makes me feel so happy.
Nice. It's there, but it's not overwhelming, if you
there,
know what I mean?
It's not overbearing. It's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when the tea is just perfect, there's not too much ice. Mm-hmm. There's not, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Now I want sweet tea.
You like
tea.
Sweet tea?
Yeah.
I do. Is that your favorite?
I could make you a killer sweet tea. All of you.
I'm down with that. I love sweet tea.
I should do it.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't say all of you. You would say...
Y'all of you.
Well, all of...
Y'all.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, y'all could be singular, but all y'all.
All
is plural.
I can make all y'all one.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, when he says that, it's so much better.
Yeah. Speaking of cool, you're wearing this... ukulele shirt?
No.
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
Whatever.
Ukulele.
Say uku.
No, dude.
Ukulele.
Lele.
Say ukulele.
Ukulele.
See, that's the Hawaiian word.
There you go. I'm not Hawaiian. I'm super white.
But
man.
If you're from the South, you might say ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
There's an R in it.
So I noticed it right away, and that's cool. See, you're exuding cool already because you're wearing somebody's ukulele shirt.
Yeah. This is the guy who makes my – I have two of his ukuleles.
See, that's cool.
Nice.
That's already
cool. I have
cool.
three ukuleles, and the two of them are tenor ukuleles that are made
okay.
by this guy.
So well, there you go.
Finally handcrafted instruments.
Oh, man. Koa wood. So nicely
that's
done.
Cool. Yeah.
Really great sounding. Anyway.
Music.
Awesome.
See, when you come in here, we can just talk music all day, which is exactly what we're doing. It's Tuesday, New Music Tuesday, coming up 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you in the middle of the Playlist series.
Playlist. Yeah. Not in the middle, but we are in
it. Well, yeah, you're all up in it. We've had 2 weeks of it. The first week was all, yay, happy Pharrell Williams. Second week, the most freaking depressing song I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Say Something is one of the saddest songs, dude.
And you know, it's about a breakup.
Yeah.
You know, it's about a relationship. And the idea that maybe even at this last stage, there can be a connection, something can happen. And you know, the person who wrote it said he had no idea it was going to get so big. You know, there's a couple of collaborators to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that it reflects the human emotion that most humans are lonely.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. The desperation in that song is palpable.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The best way to say
that's
it.
That's a great word.
Yeah. It's just because you're here. I'm trying to impress you.
Well, and especially in a Southern accent, palpable.
Is it, am I cool yet?
You are so
you
verbal.
Know what?
You are so verbally cool right now.
I want to say something, though, for real. I was pleasantly surprised when we first moved out here because I didn't know that you were so into music. I didn't know you played a bunch of stuff. And then the next thing I know, Skip's on stage playing everything, every instrument under the sun.
I don't play every instrument, but I do love to jam around with friends.
Well, and so anyway, it was just like, dang.
This guy is cool.
That's for real.
See?
Why is he so
for real
cool?
Williams.
And for real Williams. Yeah,
and he's happy.
That's what we should call him.
You're for real Williams.
You're for real Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So we're into the third week coming up this weekend. What's going on the next weekend? What is it? Radioactive? We got like this giant list. So talk about the playlist overall. I mean, we're a few weeks in, so.
Okay. The whole idea is to take, we wanted to go through a summer series of going through the Psalms, and we didn't know what to call it. And I thought of calling it like, I don't know, summer song list or God's iPod or
there
something. And
God's iPod.
And we had a little creative meeting and they said playlist.
Okay.
You know, just kind of get the best of Psalms. But then it was suggested that we take some of the themes of the songs that are also themes of songs that are in our culture and that have been number one songs because, you know, we want to show that the ideas and the questions that are posed in our culture are answered by God's nature.
Yeah.
And in his word. So, you know, culture and nature, bam, put them together.
Yeah, it's good. It's amazing. Every single weekend.
Natural,
here,
supernatural.
Calvary Albuquerque, Pastor Skip Heitzig. And dude, I'm excited that you've been taking time to hang out with us. This is really cool, getting you in studio.
Okay, so I'm looking at Steve-O.
Oh,
and
no.
Steve-O's wearing, he has black hair. Uh-huh. It's kind of loosely hanging from his head.
Yeah.
Then you have these black things around your black hair.
Uh-huh. Those are called
headphones. Which are headphones with a wire attached.
Uh-huh.
You have a short green T-shirt. I don't know, army green?
Like a belly shirt.
Maybe tattoo kinda green even. I mean, it's kind of not like green. It's khaki green.
This is my favorite. It's army green. That's my favorite color.
Yeah. Armageddon green?
Armageddon green.
Okay, wow.
It's in the khaki spec.
Never heard that description.
Armageddon green.
I kind of like it, though.
It's not a real color.
Well, it could be.
It's good.
There are other names that you wouldn't think are real. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of music, I mean, this...
Speaking of T-shirts.
This shirt I got actually on a tour that I caught in El Paso. It was Nine Inch Nails, which you don't normally think, you know, tours that you would want to go to see a band, Nine Inch Nails, although it's like, oh, wait, Nine Inch Nails, they must be a Christian band. Very much so not, actually.
Not at all.
For the longest time, Trent Reznor, very outspoken atheist, and a lot of the songs that he wrote 20 years ago were very anti-church.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song called Terrible Lie that he wrote about the lies he was told when he was younger about Jesus Christ.
So he grew up in a church?
He grew up in that setting.
Did he have a bad experience? Do you know the history?
I do. Very bad experience. And because of that, the animosity is, as Teo said, palpable in his music.
Yeah.
You can really feel the tension. And yet the music is incredible.
Mm.
Well, this last record he wrote called Hesitation Marks, we actually added a song for Culture Shock for similar reason that you're talking about when we're listening to music and we're hearing what is happening. In it, he's speaking of being haunted by something. The song's called Came Back Haunted. It said, I don't believe, but I had to see, and I came back haunted.
Hmm.
And 20 years later, he's...
hesitating.
Yes.
Hesitation mark.
Yeah. He's having these experiences, and it's like, wait a second, maybe there's more to this God thing than just hypocritical jerks in churches that I've always known about or these terrible experiences. Mm-hmm. And when he's taking it directly to God and not God's people... he came back haunted because there's something there. There's something more. And this is Nine Inch Nails. This is one of those very outspoken anti-establishment, anti-church bands that we're playing on Static Radio now because, as you said, for that Say Something, it's that moment where there could still be a relationship. It's not completely done. There could be this reconciliation.
Beautiful.
And you never know.
Well, yeah. You know, if you think, here's a guy, a seed has been planted in his heart when he was young. Granted, bad seeds have also been planted with bad experiences and hypocritical experiences, and that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
But maybe he's being able to see through the fog a little bit and see what is reality and what has been fabricated and what has falsely been represented.
Yeah.
But boy, that'd be awesome to see. You know, a lot of atheists are haunted.
Yeah.
A lot of atheists, you can tell when they're haunted because they talk a lot about what they don't believe in. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so why are you spending an inordinate amount of time trying to convince, it seems like yourself, that this doesn't exist? And I've always said that an atheist can't find God for the same reason a thief can't find a cop. You know, he's not looking for one.
Right.
He's not out there looking. And sometimes there's so much blowback and pushback
because
they're just trying to construct this straw man so, you know, adamantly that they can, you know, have a little bit of relief from life.
Yeah.
But there's hesitation, you know, and there's sort of a thinking many times, and people are haunted by what if I'm wrong.
Right, absolutely. So just interesting commentary.
Yeah, very true.
See, because think about it. If I'm wrong and you're wrong and we're wrong, okay, so
yeah.
If they're wrong, that's a huge consequence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And most of the, I've read tons of articles from former believers, you know, that have kind of gone, and they're atheists now, and they always talk about how they miss faith so much. They just miss it.
Yeah.
And they can't figure out why.
Well, that's why I think there's that church that has started that atheist meeting place now, the fellowships, the church, the gatherings, because they're saying, well, I mean, there's some community there and they're doing this right. And maybe if we could, can we just have that and maybe just not, but not talk about the deeper things.
And not to say all that to be like, see, we got you guys. Told you you are wrong. But it's true. It's something to take a step back and look at because it's like there is a lot. That's a fact. You know, a lot of, and my friends that are atheists, it's some of those things that they miss so much, but for some reason they just have a hang up and they don't want to go back.
I read an article about a guy who was a classmate or a friend of Billy Graham growing up, and they were in the ministry together, and you know, he reexamined his faith in a similar crisis like Billy did. Billy came to faith stronger in Scripture. He went the other direction, and he was very adamant against evangelicals and against Christ, and wrote books and died an atheist. But on his deathbed, he was crying. And the guy interviewing him, here's what he said. He's talking about Billy Graham, and then he started talking about Jesus. And with tears in his eyes, he said, I miss him. And he meant, I miss Jesus. I miss him. And you could just see this longing, the way it was written, this super profound longing to know that Jesus Christ was walking with him in the valley of the shadow of death. And he had this chasm of emptiness, you know, that he's feeling at that moment. It was one of the saddest things I ever
heard. Yeah, I'm like,
say something. And then everybody cried.
And then everybody cried. Oh, man, amazing. But it's true. I mean, people cling to these arguments. I mean, taking a look back to Trent Reznor, you know, the artist, the front man of Nine Inch Nails, it's not Jesus that he's pissed at. It's his people. Who have wrongly, we call it, you know, identity thief. You know, there's the identity thieves out there who have stolen Jesus' identity and have done some horrible things in his name. And yet those are the people that everybody's mad at, but nobody's willing to look past that and examine. You know, I immediately think of Jeremiah where it's like, dude, if you earnestly seek me, you're going to find me. Just seek him. Stop blaming other people.
And find out for yourself. Go on an honest, intellectually honest search, not just read a book for somebody you agree with. Go on a search and find the evidence. I spoke to a girl after a service over a year ago, and she had so many good questions. I mean, for an unbeliever, really good questions.
Yeah.
And they were so good, I know they could be answered. It wasn't just puff and smoke. She had really deep questions. I put her on a search. I answered some of the questions. I gave her some material to look at and examine. She came back a year later, after going through all the research. And then she went to a meeting somewhere. I think it was a Lobo. And she gave her life to Christ. And she was a changed person. I mean, it was a profound change. And she had some stumbling blocks. She had rocks in the way of the path. And those are called legitimate questions.
Yeah.
And they were dealt with. And the rocks were removed. And she could walk down that path.
I know we're talking playlists and we're talking music, but this kind of pseudo tangent, I would love to, for somebody listening, maybe a parent listening, because we do have parents who listen. We do have people who listen who have family members. I am a parent.
You listen?
I do, somewhat.
Are you a parent?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. That was a setup. He could walk into that one.
It was great. Thank you.
Speak to that person, because as you said, you had a girl who walked up to you who had a lot of questions, deep questions, and this journey, you know, you didn't hear result for a solid year.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to that parent maybe, or that brother, that family member, the friend who has that person in their life who has all those questions. Because I know there's this, for us as believers, it's this urgency that they gotta respond to the gospel right now. If they don't accept Christ now, it's all for naught, and I got to become ultimate salesperson, and you have this anxiety. Can you take that away and kind of shed some light on our role in that?
Yeah, last time I checked, the finish line isn't now. It's when we die. And as long as they receive Christ before they die. Now, having said that, I know some people go, what did he do? So,
right.
But here's the thing. You don't know when that is.
Right.
You roll the dice every time you wake up.
Yeah.
So not knowing when that is, it behooves you to at least spend the breathing part of your life checking it out and researching it. But I'll say this. When it comes to unbelievers in general, I'll say this to believers. Learn to listen to them.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got answers, but hear what their questions are. And sometimes we're ready on the draw to give an answer. We haven't even heard the question. And it might not be the appropriate time to give that answer. And so you want to really listen hard and engage in conversation and draw a little bit more out of them and find out about the experience behind the question. Because unbelievers have really good questions.
Yeah.
And the Bible has really good answers.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is two things. Learn to listen to the question and get the answer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go, oh, I don't know how to answer that question. Okay, fair enough. Learn how to.
And it's totally acceptable. I've had plenty of times where a friend of mine has come to me with a question, and in that moment, I didn't have the exact answer. And instead of faking my way through it, which a lot of times people do, I said, dude, that is an incredible question. I don't know. Let's find out together and get the Bible and try and discover the answer together, because there are some great, profound questions. And if people are earnestly seeking and searching, there's going to be some really good questions.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mateo.
No. I was just going to say.
You know why? Because we've been doing all the talking and we want to hear a Southern accent.
I'm the listener, though. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to listen. No, I think an authentic I don't know goes way farther than just trying to, you know, beat around the bush and throw out some Sunday school answer that really holds no weight, you know, because that person's just going to walk away thinking, that dude doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he didn't answer my question, especially in our culture now, because that's really what people are. If you really believe this, then why? And, you know, tell me.
Yeah, that's really good. I was reading a book about John Lennon. And for our listeners, he was a human being who was a musician. And that's just for a younger generation.
There you go.
Who?
He was in a band called the Beatles.
Yeah. Very good.
They were pretty,
Right.
I heard they were pretty good.
Anyway, John Lennon, there was an episode in his life where he was watching television and he prayed to receive Christ. And a lot of people don't know this. It was in his official biography by one of the Beatles biographers in a chapter called The Born Again Beatle. And, of course, Yoko was all on his case, all up in his face, like, this is not going to happen.
Right.
But he wrote 5 Christian songs during an episode of several months.
Huh.
And he was struggling with it because he was so anti that,
right?
And Imagine another song. But he was trying to learn and trying to grow, and he met a couple of missionaries. I don't know if they were from Sweden or Norway or something. And he asked them about the creation issue, the Genesis account of creation versus evolution. Of course, now he, from his background, ditched creation, was an evolutionist. So he has questions, and they're legitimate questions.
Right.
But he felt that the answer was so shallow from the people that were giving him the answer that was enough for him to be pushed against it. Now, I don't know how sincere and how deep his faith was, because I think if you can argue a person into the kingdom, you can argue him out.
Yeah.
So it has to be a genuine conversion, a real touch from the Lord. So I don't know what went on there. But I do know, when I read that if we could equip believers to listen well and to give good, thoughtful answers that are profound and, like a lawyer, so airtight that it's like, okay, now there's compelling evidence.
Yeah.
I can choose not to, and now I have a problem with my will, not my intellect. Let's be honest here. But it gives me something to look at objectively so that when I make a subjective choice, I have something to go on.
Yeah. Now, too, you know, because we have a good percentage of our audience, non-believers as well. So to that person listening who's like, okay, enjoying the conversation, not really digging the, you know, whatever. That at the end of the day, it doesn't excuse anyone, because I think a lot of times people hear, for whatever reason, because let's be honest, not everybody all the time reps Jesus well. And I think that's a big excuse right now, is the hypocrites, the church. And at the end of the day, man, when you're standing before the Lord, Mm-hmm. I don't read anywhere where he's going to go, yeah, yeah, no, that guy was a jerk. It's cool, man. It's cool. No, I get it. I would have backed away from me too because of that stupid answer. Oh, yeah, totally. No, you're in. Yeah. I never read that. So. Yeah.
Well, and the thing that you just hit a nail on the head, we're not going to stand before the church and
right?
the judge.
Right.
We're not going to stand before a pastor. We're going to stand before Christ. And it's not what you did with the church or what you did with the pastor. The pastor isn't the way, the truth, the life. The hypocritical Christians aren't the way, the truth, the life. Jesus was the only one who said and had the creds for it, I am the way, the truth, the life.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, you know, you may be quote-unquote judged by the church now.
Yeah. Well, so what? We all are.
Exactly. Exactly. Hanging out with Pastor Skip Heitzig in studio. It is Tuesday morning, preparing for week three of the playlist. And if you haven't been involved yet, check out the podcasts at calvaryabq.org. 2 weeks in the books so far, going through select psalms. And I don't want to say paralleling, but kind of using modern poetry as well as the classic psalm poetry.
Yep.
Just to unpack, I don't know, what from week to week, different themes.
Right, well, to come alongside
yeah.
a modern and known expression
yeah.
in our culture. And then to see if there are differences and what are the differences.
Yeah,
are they profound enough to talk about in God's Word?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Make sure you check it out, calvaryabq.org for the podcast. And, of course, week three coming up this weekend here at Calvary ABQ. I know your time's valuable. I thank you very much.
Your time's valuable.
Oh, you know, whatevs. We do this.
Mine comes pretty cheap. Nowadays. No, I'm kidding.
Here's what I'm learning from Teo is that I do a lot of the talking. And sometimes I say some great things and sometimes not so much. This guy jumps in at just the right time and says just the right thing to where he is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, guys.
What do you say?
Figured out my thing. So
at home,
yeah.
are you like this all the time?
Pretty much. Yeah. What you see is what you get, I guess.
You're just like talking all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of exhausting for
you. Talk in your sleep?
So I don't actually. Maybe that's when I finally rest. No, you know what the funny thing is? I'm not really this crazy at home. I think what happens is I exhaust all the energy here and then
well,
I go home.
Let me ask Teo, when he sleeps in the studio, does he talk?
Yeah. I hear voices anyway, so a lot of times it's hard for me to differentiate what's going on. I just go with it.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Well, dude, we're really stoked on the playlist and what's going on with it and going through these select psalms. I'm not going to lie. I am excited for the fall because I'm ready to get into 2 Peter because 1 Peter, you know, rock solid, amazing series. So I am excited for the little reprieve that we get right now and going through some cool stuff for summer, but I'm also definitely ready for 2 Peter. So
awesome. So glad for what you guys do.
Oh, dude, absolutely. So until next week, right here, Static Radio. And, of course, you will be here with us week in, week out. I'm going to keep saying
Steve-o.
It on the air so that it happens week
it's
in,
awesome.
Week out.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It is. It's really good. Next week, we got to play some games. We got to do something.
We'll have a game.
Because you're a character.
We'll have a game for you.
Yeah. We're going to play.
Oh, good.
That'll be good.
Good.
Yes. Oh, you know what?
Oh,
yes.
No.
Daniel.
Operation.
We've got the game.
Should we save that for the last week so we want him to come back?
Yeah, we want him to keep coming in. So maybe we'll have to do some Bean Boozled.
This will be insulting, is this?
No,
or you think I'll lose? Is that what you think?
Everybody loses with that game.
Oh, yeah, you'll lose.
Everybody loses this game. We played this game a couple weeks ago with Jelly Beans.
People on the radio lose and the listeners win every time.
Every time. It's a good time. So maybe next week.
Maybe
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to. All right. Until then, we got to take a quick break. Coming up. 9 o'clock hour. It is new music Tuesday. That's right. Your chance to vote on all the music. We're gonna try and kick Pastor Skip out of the studio because he won't go.
He's got things.
He's so many things to do. Yeah, like you know, writing that next hit with the Perrier water bottle
and his ukulele.
Right back with more Team Austin Morning Party
now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hey, super standoffish girl.
Whoa.
Sitting in the corner like this.
I'm a boy.
Oh.
Guys, we have some things to report. Traffic lights are out at Coors Bypass and Eagle Ranch. Traffic lights are flashing red. Paseo del Norte at Coors.
Traffic lights are also flashing red. Paseo del Norte at Tramway Boulevard Northeast. And we have construction I-25 in Paseo. Be careful, the roads are slick. So don't drive like a maniac.
Right now, traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Sopo. It's a coffee shop on Calvert Campus. They got drinks and stuff and whatnot. So
and
go get it!
Cool, you'll be there too. Hey.
My bad.
No, I don't care.
I'm just, you know.
So, it's time for New Music Tuesday.
It is time for New Music Tuesday, and our girl Mitch in studio hanging out with us.
Oh, whoa, here whoa. I am. Cool. Hi.
Here I am. Welcome to the show. That's Dawn's thing.
That's you Dawn's thing.
Oh, sorry. I'm not up that early in the morning.
Good
so.
Effort. Good effort.
I didn't hear that.
Shut up.
Hey, cool it.
Dawn is a
Four
person.
4 seconds.
You cool
Look at
it.
That big old stack of old comics we got.
Dang. Yeah. Oh. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Well,
the Amazing Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
You're taking them out of order!
he organized
I organized them numerically by the order. Here's the problem, though.
I organized them numerically.
A listener dropped those off for us, and we're both huge Spider-Man fans, and we can't figure out what to do because we both love them. So we're going to get Solomon this, and we're going to cut them all in half.
Yep.
So I
just
get
like directly. You get the top half, and
he gets the bottom
half.
And so then we're just going to FaceTime and tell each other what happens on the bottom half of all the comics.
Good.
That's I'm really stupid. Excited about that.
Hey, that's stupid.
You're stupid.
No, I'm not.
Cool it, you guys. You are feisty and you need to stop.
I am. It is Tuesday. We had a chance to talk with Pastor Skip in the 8 o'clock hour, and that was a lot of fun.
Funsies.
But that gets me amped. So I'm a little feisty this morning. It is the 9 o'clock hour. It is time for segment. Let's go. Cool.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Tuesday!
You okay?
He is.
Okay. Guys, do we have a lot of good songs today?
Yes.
A lot
of good songs.
Yeah.
I just feel like we should get to it. It's almost 9:30.
We've got a couple of locals rule, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We got a few locals rule. Cool. We're really excited about that. You don't tell us what to do. Cool. So we got to check out these local artists. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, it's very simple. MyStaticRadio.com. Check out the locals rule section. You could submit your MP3s like these dudes did.
Woo-hoo.
First up, hailing from Rio Rancho.
Rancho.
Countdown to Overkill.
Okay.
The song is called Ripper.
Cool, man.
That is killing my voice.
Yeah, you should keep doing it. Don't do that to your voice.
I'll
You're ripping it apart,
okay.
Ripper.
My bad. Ripper in theaters this Friday. Wait, no. Okay.
No.
Countdown to Overkill is the band. The song is called Ripper. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Overkill. Whoa. I don't know why.
It's not over.
I was expecting this locals rule to be metal.
It's because the last thing they sent in was metal.
Not Panic at the Disco.
Sort of. reminded me and Doug of the Used.
It was Panic.
Panic.
Like the circusy feel.
Joe says so much dig. Brian says I can dig it. Matt says dig, dig, dig. I'm happy to see these cats are still around.
Yeah, dude. Hey. Local to the Albuquerque area.
Is this starting?
That wasn't. No.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
I was like, ah!
Keeping it going, we got a couple local submissions today.
We
I'm
do.
Excited. This one from Ocean Beach, California. They actually moved here to Albuquerque. The band is called Markland. They're an original blues, funk, rock fusion band from Ocean Beach, CA.
All right.
Yeah. The band consists of Aaron and Justin Markland, which is probably why the band is called
nice.
Markland. And their father. Oh.
Oh.
So it's a family band.
Cool.
Dude brings the funk bass with the likes of Flea and Les Claypool. Nice shot.
Whoa,
there,
hey,
dude.
That's a big
thing. Yeah, dude. So here we go. We're just going to get into this.
Let's
this is
it.
A big old bio about how awesome. And so I want to hear how awesome. So this was done at Tree Fort Studios in L.A., produced by Chris Julian, who did Billy Idol, Queen Latifah, and Robert Vaughn from CBS and Sony. Dang. Have you heard this yet?
No.
All right. Local submission from Markland. Let's hear it. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Please don't say any bad words. Static.
What?
It's
Local submission. Markland is the band. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Tell us what you think. Say what the people have to say, my friend.
Yeah, man.
I like what you're doing over there with the order.
Thanks, bro.
Mixing it up.
Okay.
Because some of these fans are going to have an unfair advantage because they got a built-in fan base, and some of these bands are lesser than.
Gotcha.
Me and Doug started a band yesterday. You're not in it.
What?
It's called Band of Brothers.
Oh, wow.
We're a folk, punk, post-hardcore polka trio.
That's cool.
And it's got some EDM in there.
So, me and Mitch started a boy band, so.
Yeah. It's called Menudo, right?
Menudo, you said it wrong.
Nah, I said it right.
More like Menu don't, am I right?
Ah! All right, Rhett's, who actually met last night. Good to meet you, Rhett's. I'm loving the fusion aspect vocally. They meld well instrumentally. They are exceptional. Also, hooray for genuine harmonica. We saw some genuine harmonica last night, didn't we, both of you?
We did.
Brian says, I like the guitar, but gonna say Barry. And Matt says, dig and put up this picture with a snail thing.
We saw snails this morning because it was
raining. We did. It's raining outside.
I like the context of that.
Snail.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move forward.
All right. Moving on. It is New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of music to get to. Some brand new artists to Static Radio. Some old artists making their return. And some in-betweens.
Yes.
This is a sort of in-between.
This is an in-between because we played a couple of songs.
Yeah.
From these guys.
Don't have a huge name.
Yeah, when I first got here, there was a couple of songs that we played.
So, this band is called We Are Voices. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party?
Now!
Static.
Voices, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday, and your chance to tell us what you think about all the tasty jams.
Matt says, not too shabby. I like the jingle bells. With this weather, it reminds me of Christmas. Dig.
I love Christmas weather.
Terza says, dig, dig, dig. Delightful dig. Lene says, dig. Brian says, dig. Da, da, da. Dig, dig. Brian says, digs. Rhett says, credit where it's due. They do this well. Vocals blend well. Musicianship is up there. Lyrically, it's about on par with a lot of the pop stuff. For as much as I appreciate the artistry, I'm really not digging the song. At the risk of being a minority, I vote Barry.
Wow. All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What'd you think, Mitch?
I thought it was really good.
Thanks,
whoa.
Bro. You're busy in the background doing Instagram things.
She's
and being awesome.
Cool
so
stuff.
Your presence, you're just not, you know.
Present.
Present.
Mitch, you're always a present.
You sent me the same photo twice.
You are a gift, my friend. You are a gift of gods and kings by Finding Iris is the next song.
You can't.
You're like socks on Christmas.
No, she's better than socks on Christmas. No.
Useful. Exactly. Thank you.
Exactly. Socks on Christmas, like when you open it, you're like, oh, I got socks. And then at first you're like, ah. Oh. But socks aren't really something you ever want to buy yourself.
Uh-huh.
And so really,
I love
it's like
socks.
The best present because you're like, I just got socks and I don't have to buy socks. And this is the gift I'm actually
going
to use.
When Mateo moved here, I got him socks as a welcome home
still
present.
Still wear them. Still wear them. They're Christmas socks, but I wear them a lot.
Socks are one of the most functional gifts of Christmas.
Right.
So, if you're out there and maybe you want to ask a girl out and you're like, what should I get her for Christmas?
Socks.
Get her socks, man.
Really cool.
It's a great idea. And hey, if you know, if maybe you've texted this girl and she hasn't texted you back, what you need to do is you need to keep texting her so she knows that you're not needy. So just keep on doing it.
Oh,
and it's the same for girls. If you like this guy and you just want to get him something but you don't know what it is, socks is a good present. It's a good way to go. They're going to appreciate it and they're going to find it to be useful.
Good.
We're going to take a 23-second detour because there is a phone call and I am answering it.
Let's do it.
Static, who's this?
What is up, my dudes?
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Hurricane Shane.
Hey, dude, I would say right away, that is a total fail. I think it sends a wrong message. Do not give a guy socks.
Yeah, you can't give a guy socks, Shane.
Wait, unless you're in like a serious relationship, I think that's a bad idea.
Mateo, I gave you socks. Was it awkward?
No, we're just friends,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Mitch bought Teo
but
socks.
You have a really close relationship. It's not like you're getting to know you type of relationship.
But he was here for like 2 days and I bought him socks.
It was a welcome gift.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, all right. Don't listen to me.
It wasn't like a package of white socks. It was like,
but we dude, do all appreciate
I,
your
all
input.
I called to say was this morning was amazing. Dude, the radio that you guys are putting out with Skippy in there and everything, it was just phenomenal.
Thanks,
man. Dude, I'm loving your guys' the direction you guys are going in. Every day it's just getting better and better. And I really appreciate you guys.
So, thanks, Shane. We appreciate you. Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Love you, too. Bye. That guy.
Shane.
That guy.
Guys, we love compliments. This song is called Gods and Kings. It's from an upcoming band called Finding Iris.
Tell us what you think about the Tasty Bass Crew.
Tell it.
Hey.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Finding Iris, Gods and Kings, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us your thoughts.
Let's hear Joel the Nanny, who we saw last night at the show.
We did!
Also says, I guess I could listen to this more than once. Feel like I've heard it before, though. Rhett says, okay, right away I'm loving it. I'm a sucker for this kind of sound, and to be honest, we need more of it on Static. As far as lyrics go, I can't seem to stop laughing because these lyrics get them kicked out of a lot of the churches I've known. Dig. Matt says, rock, funk, metal, ambient, I dig it. By the by, Mitch is more like a tenor saxophone on Christmas. Mitch, response?
Yeah, well, thank you.
What she meant to say was, Daniel says,
like,
dig it.
G?
I like the heavy stuff. Brian Klopez says, PRS guitars and Mesa amps. As far as the eye can see, it's not his thing.
Okay.
But he loves it. Kayla says, great song, probably too hard for Static. Then again, you play KB, which makes me happy, so maybe keep it. That's 2.0.
Is it too hard for Static, really?
No, gosh. That's 2.0.
Wolves at the Gate, anyone? Come on, 2.0.
No, she was saying keep it.
Okay.
It was good. It was a support.
So should I go there or there then? Because if people are like, hey, you guys need more of that.
I would mix it up. I would
mix it
up a little bit.
All right, let's mix it up.
Keep that last one last.
Do you want to keep that one? Do you want to move these around? Tell me what you do.
I like what you got going.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, call him baby girl. What?
Baby girl. Baby girl. That's what it calls me in the world.
I like it.
This
we
next
have
song,
so much music.
This
We're
next
bleed
song
into your show, I'm sorry.
Is That's from cool. a surprise EP released by 10th Avenue North this past
nobody
week.
Nobody knew they were doing it.
Yeah, nobody. And
incredible.
Then, boom, there it was. And it's from their upcoming album, which is called Cathedrals. But there's an EP floating around. So if you're a 10th Avenue North fan, you want to hear four new songs, the internet is available to you.
No
this
man.
Is the first single, and it's called No Man Is an Island.
Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone. What is that from?
No idea.
Are
you Googling it?
Yeah.
He's Googling it.
Because you didn't know yourself.
No man is
You Google it.
It was a movie.
I will.
Anyone?
It was a big quote, too.
Hold on, let me see it. No anyway. Man is an island.
No man.
She's going to go, boom, thank you.
It's a song.
I'm sorry, Mitchell. Anyway, this is the track. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
All
Let
right.
us know.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I won't run. I will
stay. I'm not leaving. We don't have to do it alone. 10th Avenue North. No man is an island.
2.0 says, sorry you didn't like my last input. That's to you.
Oh.
But I dig this one. Thank you, Kayla.
I forgive you.
Matt says, I'm impartial with this tune. I don't bury. It's a dig. Just compare to the rest of what you've been jamming. It's not as, oh, dang, man, this song.
Man, that's funny because I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I really did.
Ted says, I like the intro. Very summer pop rock sound. Keep it.
Yeah.
Rhett's wrote a paragraph and basically just said bury.
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, this is different. I could for sure make this a summer jam. Alicia says, always love 10th Avenue North. Totally dig.
All right. We keep going back, forth. Some of this, little that.
Little that, little this. That, whatnot, throw this in there
such,
and whatnot.
What's. All right. This next artist, you may have heard of them. They've been around for 43 years.
They've been around for a while.
They have
and
been
you know the funny thing about this band? I had never heard of this band until I worked at that camp in Mountaineer because M88 was playing
M88.
The crap out of this band. The crap. And I had never... ever heard them, and it was from the Might Sting a Little record or
okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
It was an old, it was like a power ballad from yeah. Disciple, and that's when I first encountered them, and then years later, Waverly toured with them. We got to be friends with Kevin. Their lineup changed about 1,000 times.
And now, I mean, Kevin has always been the staple.
That's true, except not in Staple, Disciple.
Disciple. However, there
right.
have been members of Staple in Disciple.
In Disciple. It's the musical chairs.
Of yes!
But anyway, now, Disciple consists of Kevin,
mm-hmm.
original member. Jason Wilkes on bass, who was the lead singer of High Flight Society.
Right on.
Josiah from Philmont, who was the guitar player, now guitar player. Andrew from I Am Empire, guitar player, now guitar player and Disciple. And Joey from After Edmund, the drummer, who is now the drummer and Disciple. So it is...
It's a super group.
The funny thing is, they are, like, seeing them live... could be the best I've ever been.
It's Kevin and his all-star band.
Now, throwback to Brad Noah's guitar skills will not be equaled. I'm not saying that, so all you hardcore Disciple fans, get off of me. I'm not saying that. Because look at what had to happen. You had one guy, and you had to replace him with two people.
Right.
Because he was that great
at guitar.
It's
like when Steven didn't do that leg of the tour, and they had to replace his vocals with two vocalists.
But
two
it was
vocalists.
Really cool.
It was amazing.
And now this new mix of Disciple, this record, it's interesting because this is kind of a throwback to old Disciple.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And so I'm interested to see what people think.
The word is also a throwback to my childhood. Radical.
Dude, you were so radical when you were a kid. What happened?
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is radical. So radical.
Who do I know? How do I know this voice? I don't know. Let's get into
Thursdays, 5:30 on. check out my bud. He's a good friend.
You got a good friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a really good friend.
Let's do
okay
it.
Over there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Team Moss and Morning Party.
No!
Attic.
Till the day I die.
Disciple. Radical.
Joe the Nanny says, meh, too hardcore for me. I've never been a big fan of Disciple. I realize the five metalheads are loving this, and the lyrics are really great, but I'm sorry, I bury. Rhett says, love this, keep it, diggity dig. Matt says, I feel like doing kickflips at my high school after class, dig. Steve-O, want to play Pogs?
Nope, too old for that.
Ooh, Stephanie says, that song is rad. I dig it. Brian Clopez says, if it's not live, I have a hard time listening to these guys, bury.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We've come to the end of our show, and we're halfway through New Music Tuesday.
Hey,
oh,
hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to maybe join me on my show for the next few minutes and hang out with me and finish New Music Tuesday?
Yeah!
Oh. Okay.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Man, I'm so glad you thought of that.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah
you, Mitch.
All right.
No problem.
We appreciate the invitation.
Yeah. Can you keep doing this? I just want to sit here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. Coming right back, we've got more New Music Tuesday, including some great artists you don't want to miss out on. A little something for the hardcore,
a little something for the...
Well, I was going to say, I don't know. I was going to say
shall
something
see
for the little, you know, glow sticks.
You
kid,
shall but see.
Okay, you'll see.
You will have fun with it.
Mm.
I've even got a song for Doug.
What? Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static?
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah.
What's up? Welcome to Middays with Mitch. Everything is okay, and we are continuing on with New Music Tuesday. Just in case you haven't been listening, we've been doing New Music Tuesday for a while right now, but we also started a little bit late. Hey, and in studio with me hanging out is Beenix. Say something.
I just have to publicly apologize to Steve Ojeda for not wishing him happy birthday yesterday. It's today.
No, stop. Let him go. Let him go.
Wait!
He was apologizing because he missed my birthday yesterday.
Sometime in July is Steve Ojeda's birthday. And
according to the staff email that gets sent out every month, July 14th is my birthday.
No, but it's sometime in July, but it wasn't yesterday.
No, it's actually tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So publicly, I'm saying happy birthday because I won't see you tomorrow.
Love you, Beenix.
That's okay. Joey called me on Saturday to wish me a happy birthday and sang me happy birthday. I got my card yesterday.
I got a surprise party for my birthday the other day.
Yeah, and his birthday's in August.
And the other
wins.
The other reason why I'm in here is because the group last night was great, and you guys did a great job. Run River North really did a fantastic job, and you guys did a fantastic job hosting it, seeing a packed house at the Lobo. Keep up the good work, Static Radio.
Hey, dude, Brian Nixon. There you
Beenix.
Go.
Thanks,
you
Beenix.
Can catch him normally on Thursdays. This week, great. Of course, the best of, because we'll be in LA Ready. Having more fun. All right, cool. All right.
No, Theology Brian Thursday Nixon, is pretty everyone. Awesome and fun.
It is. Best of this Thursday, and it's a re-airing of last week. We talked politics. We talked about Jesus and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a solid week.
You Republic can't miss it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I'm trying to do a Democrat one. Yes, you
Democrant.
Okay.
Almost. No. Democrant.
We're going to get that. Cranston.
Gosh. Oh. Democramps. No.
Democramps.
That puts a negative connotation on it. I apologize to my Democrat friends. Yeah, I got some. I'm sorry.
Did you say Democrat?
Gosh. No. Anyway, Middays with Mitch. Mitch, guide us into the next thing.
Please help us.
Okay, guys, what are we doing? We just got through. Wait, hold on. Disciple, did we talk about?
We talked about it. People talked about it. In fact, last night people were talking about you. This one guy came up to me who was a big Disciple fan. He had a skullet and said, "Hey, man."
Skullet.
So he did.
Disciple fan.
And then he said, "Hey, man, I miss that girl that you did the morning show with." And I said, "Yeah, you don't have to miss her. She's on every day from 10 to 3. And he's
here,
like, "Wow,
I am, and so
I'm gonna
here.
Listen. So
right here, guys.
We're excited to be taking over
so
your show.
Dawn's thing is here I am. Yours should be I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Still here.
And stay also like Mitch is a girl. So
yeah, there you go.
Those two things are mine. All right.
Debatable.
We are starting a boy band. I mean,
I know, that's
you
okay.
You gotta be the edgy one, because you got blue hair.
What we're doing, everybody, is this show has just come undone. Undone being the name of the track from this band, Amber Pacific.
Boom.
Pop-punk band out of the Northwest, I believe.
Yes, amazing. Huge fan of the movie. Amber Pacific Rim was one of my faves. So.
This is Doug's favorite band.
All right, the song is Undone, and will you be by the end?
Amen.
Take it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Middays with Mitch.
Static.
In
now.
The morning. No, sorry.
Amber Pacific is the band. It's called Undone, actually. Undone.
Featuring Mike Herrera from MXPX.
And if only we were done, but we're not.
No.
Because it's New Music Tuesday still.
Yeah.
That's
right. So you guys are welcome in here as long as you have to stay, but please leave soon. Love you guys.
Bless you. We still got like three songs, so
no,
I know
that's
you're,
cool.
you're trying to say bye to us, but we're not going.
But Mitch, I have great news. These three songs
are awesome.
I'm excited about them.
Okay.
I want the people to decide, but I personally am excited.
You're personally excited. You, everyone else, need to tell us what you think about these songs. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What did they think?
Matt says D-I-G, and then put up a cool picture. Okay. Brian says,
must play it
didn't know these guys were still around. Is the original singer back? Because it sounds like junior high up in here. Also, the drummer is an outspoken Christian. Good guy, but going to say Barry.
Okay.
Yeah, I do believe the original singer is back. Nice. So it does sound like old school Amber Pacific. Crystal says dig. Jeanette says dig it. Chris says this song undoes me. Barry. Lene says, Static, you are changing my outlook on what good music is. I am digging the songs today. This is a dig for me.
That could have gone two ways.
Yeah, it could have. Ted says, dig, nice change up, and guitar, solo, drums, and I personally, I really like the bass in that track. He's doing cool stuff.
Yeah,
cool
absolutely.
Stuff.
Word, we've got three more tracks for New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the music. We do it every week. Your chance to vote on new music that is submitted to Static Radio for airplay. Whether or not we play it, well, it's up to you. So we need your votes. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This next dude, his name's Preston?
This, I'm stoked about this Preston. Track. Celeste has incredible taste in music, usually.
Yeah.
And this was a hit.
I think his name is Preston.
No, it's Preston.
Oh, for real?
Because he's pressing on.
But good job thinking over there. Anyway, Celeste says this song is great. I listened to it yesterday and I was like, dang.
Are you sure it's not Preson?
It could be Presson.
Or Preson.
Presson.
Hey.
Hey, Celeste. Or not Celeste. Celeste.
Hey, hey, Celeste.
Press on, girl. Press on. Anyway, this
she's Instagramming.
This is Preston Phillips. This is his track, Open Seas. Tell us what you think.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Midday Party.
Hey. With Mitch.
Now.
Static.
Behold, as fountains in the desert arise and bring us hope. As manna feeds us from the sky.
Preston Phillips, pressing on, pressing open seas.
Yeah, same conversation between me and Celeste yesterday. Preston, Preston?
Preston!
And she said, no, it sounds like Preston, but it's Preston. I said, Preston, like with a D? She said, no, Preston. It's like press on?
Presonio.
Before we press on.
Oh, yeah, amen.
I just got a before. I just got a text, you guys.
Okay.
And it's from DHXGWLYS1755 at Notify.
I know him.
By text.
Oh, yes. Good.
And I'm really, really stoked about this because he tells me that I have won a trip for two.
Awesome. Oh, so sweet of you to give that to me and Steve.
I know, man.
Yeah,
we're
yeah. So all you gotta do is call this number.
Okay.
1-470-233-7403.
Mitch, why'd you give his number out?
Why'd you just get somebody else is going to take your trip now?
No, that you can have it.
It's real.
Just call it.
Okay.
It's real.
Crystal likes it. Ted says, I went back and forth from Dig to Bury through different parts of the song. I'm not sure what to say. I guess Dig, so much potential with the band.
That's kind of, I like that. That's how I feel.
Brian says, sure. I'm going back and forth on this. It's a big dairy? Big dairy. Brian Clopez says, great track, great production, I dig. I really liked the raw feel of it, and I'm a Damian Rice fan, and his voice kind of reminds me of Damian Rice.
Okay, yeah.
So I liked it. Jeanette says, oh my, bury it. Joan the Nanny says, wasn't sure how I felt about his voice at first, but it's kind of growing on me. I really dig this one. Good job, friends. And Matt says, dudes, this is a really good song.
Okay.
Thanks, amen. Guys.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got two more for you, so we're going to keep it going.
Now, this next band, I'm a little I love the band, but I hate saying their name because you say, it's Schematic on Static, and you just sound dumb.
Yeah, but it's cool when you say it.
But you know who the lead singer is, right?
No, I don't.
Oh,
Mitch. It's welcome. Dave from May.
It's Dave Eklund.
Oh, okay. I knew that. Just it was far off in my mind.
Project.
Okay, so this is Schematic. We've played a few songs from them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this new? I mean, I haven't heard this at all.
We played Stand, the single, and waiting on the new single, because that track came out in like December.
Yeah.
Or it came out even in the fall, and then the album came out in December, but they never released another single. So then the other day, on a website I visit, they're like, here's the video for Stand. And it's like, the video just came out. So then I realized, wait, the album came out.
Yes.
So I went and listened to the album, and this is the song we're going to play from it.
Beautiful.
Senseless Charades.
Dig it or bury it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You got to tell us what you think.
Team Awesome Midday Party?
With Mitch.
Now.
On Static.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how it goes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Move right along. Just kidding. There's a schematic called Senseless Charades. I just don't want to know if anybody doesn't like it. I'm going to be mad
at
them.
You really don't want to not be friends with somebody?
Okay, Kelly, who you don't want to be friends with because she says, no, 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 bury it, please.
Kelly, wrong. Mm-mm, try again.
Brian says, would anyone hate me if I liked this side project better?
No.
He's referring to May and schematic. Rhett says, yes, totally digging this. It's unusual. It's fun to listen to. Dig, dig, dig.
It's perfect
Matt
for
says,
today.
This tongue-twisting melodic bass-playing band goes, gets a sincerely splendiferous, spectacular dig.
Wow.
Ooh,
good job, bro. And Joel the Nanny says, I am loving this sound. I am digging smiley face.
There you go. Schematic Senseless Charades, the name of the song. Tell us what you think about all the music. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We come to the end of our very long journey.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry, Meeshers. We didn't mean to interrupt your show.
No, it's great. I invited you. Remember how
Mitch.
Was my idea?
I know.
Whoa. My idea.
Stoked. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course. This last band I'm personally really excited for. First found out about them through Sonny from POD. These guys, part of the Whosoever's movement. They're actually on the Mayhem Fest that just came through Albuquerque with Korn, and had no idea who they were, just knew they're now touring, part of the Whosoever's movement, a movement. If you don't know anything about them, check them out. Great ministry. Ryan Reese, Raul Reese's kid, rocking it, and it's good.
It's pretty epic. It's been around for a few years.
It has. And so founders include Brian Head Welch, Lacey Strum now from Flyleaf.
Not anymore.
Ryan Reese, originally Flyleaf. Yeah. Sonny Sandoval from POD, and these guys just joined the crew, and so wanted to check them out. And you found this, and yeah.
Well, you told me about it. So then we did some research, and it was like, oh, this song. This isn't the single.
No.
But I think, we think you'll like it.
We think you'll like it. Tell us what you think. Dig it.
If you don't, it's because we're old.
Maybe. And we just enjoy a really great band from the 90s /
I'll be the happy medium. I will be the happy medium and tell you if the song is good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You better really like this song.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
Do whatever you want.
Islander called New Wave.
Team Awesome Midday Party.
With Mitch.
Now.
On Static.
That was Islander.
There
their
they
track,
are.
New Wave.
Yeah.
So you got to tell us what you think about it, because this is the last song for New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I just started playing a new game, so you guys have to take it from here because it's still technically your show.
Dang, dude. TJ just lost his friendship card with me, which makes me sad, but that's okay.
You okay?
I read his comment. I don't know what to do now.
He says, this song is all bad, as in not... in the not good, bad. Not to be confused with the New Mexican term, all bad, which actually means good.
So okay.
You're fired.
Fired? Okay. Sorry, TJ. Rhett says, wow, this is a trip. Total throwback to youth. I'm digging it, even though my brain's still trying to figure out where the time machine is.
It's very, very, very Chino Deftones.
Yeah.
She rocking the... bass. Oh, gosh.
Okay, Crystal says, again, please. Alex says, yes, total dig. Matt says, best New Music Tuesday ever. Just saying, I'm digging this so deep. You'll have to throw me a rope to get me out. Jeanette says, big dig it from me. Oh, man. And Joel the Nanny says, I think I might have to be in the right mood to listen to this one. I dig it some parts, but then it started getting a little hardcore, and I wanted to bury it, but I'm kind of on the fence. I suppose I could dig it. But I can't listen to it all the time.
All right.
There you go.
Well, there you go. And I guess...
that's it.
The end of our journey.
Whoa.
It's been a good journey.
It has. Good job, guys. You have made it through today. I want to just take this time to encourage you to keep doing what you are doing.
Amen.
Which is what the people want, because you are people pleasers. Nope, that was not what I want.
Wait. Hey, bro.
I'm sorry. Start it over. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's it for us. The end of our journey.
Hey, guys. I just want to come in and encourage you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. The people love you.
Amen.
Keep doing what you know how to do best.
Yes.
Which is mostly make fun of me. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm trying.
I have a great T-Rex impression.
Okay.
But I'm not
speaking of T-Rex, wasn't last night's storm like Jurassic Park style?
It was pretty incredible.
It was.
That weather.
Okay, hit that Journey song.
Ugh.
This is going to be the last one, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for letting us come in.
Comes to the end of our journey.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You guys are amazing.
We're done. We're out. Middays with Mitch started 30 minutes ago. Hope you've enjoyed it so far.
Probably a little different.
Yeah, a little different. We apologize for those that prefer her by herself.
A little bit
hey, by the way, I'm still here.
That's right.
I'm still here.
I didn't leave.
Till 3 o'clock today, you can catch her. Big shout out to Persecuted, the film. We will be in L.A. for the premiere tomorrow. Excited for all of the interviews and everything going on. But we got one more day here with Team Awesome Morning Party.
What?
So you can catch that tomorrow, 6 a.m. That is it. For more details on Persecuted the Movie, persecutedmovie.com or mystaticradio.com.
Hey.
We'll see you guys again manana. Mitch, you're going to keep going?
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I got this.
Team Awesome Midday Party.
With Mitch.
Goodbye. From me. Static.
Wait, but the show is still going.
This is really confusing.
I mean, you could just play a song
because you don't have to play like the stop set right now. You could just play it.
That's good. Just, you know.
I'm sorry. This has got real.
Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Kings of John Payne.
Yeah.
That's okay. Middays with Mitch?
I'm static.
Are you still on the radio?
First 5 minutes go too far.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters July 18th.
The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast. Brought to you by Persecuted. In theaters July 18th. More info online at persecutedmovie.com. And get your tickets now at fandango.com.